Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
USLLC.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your to-do list? What do you want to do with your house? Is there something that you want to get done? Is there a repair? Is there a project? Is there an organizational job? Do you want to convert your garage to a place that you can enjoy for hobbies? I noticed there's a lot of traffic on one of our posts, Leslie, about folks that want to convert their garages by putting hot tubs in there. It makes sense because hot tubs, you can buy those blow-up hot tubs today. They're not that expensive, and you can have a hot tub in the winter in your garage and not have to, you know, walk through the snow to get to it, right? So there's a lot of projects that people tackle this time of year, and of course, we're all getting excited for the spring season, which is really not too far ahead in my mind. It's another 2 or 3 months, but I consider that pretty close. So whatever's on your to-do list, whatever you're thinking about doing, we would love to hear about it. We'd love to help you. So give us a call right now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question right there. Hey, coming up on today's show, as days get darker earlier, the right combo of kitchen lighting can definitely spruce up your space and improve the functionality of work areas, and that is especially true in that kitchen space. So we're going to highlight the best options for ambient, task, and kitchen accent lighting.
And also ahead, is your laundry coming out of the dryer feeling damp or looking wrinkled? Well, we've got some hacks that put a whole new spin on the best way to dry your clothes.
And you don't need to settle for a dreary outdoor view all winter long. You can bring some life and some color to your backyard simply by attracting a variety of winter birds by using the right kind of bird feeder and food. We'll show you what you need to know.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? How about that? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY. Give us a call with your questions right now to 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Risa in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I need someone to recommend a really good gutter guard, so that I don't have to keep cleaning my gutters all the time, because every time we're up there, it gets more dangerous because we're getting older, and they keep getting clogged because we have big trees around our house. We have maple, ash, and big firs. And so consequently, you've got tiny little needles, pointy little seeds, and big flat wide ones.
Okay, well, there's a number of different types of gutter guards, and on moneypit.com, we have a very popular article that kind of walks you through the different types and tells you whether or not they're worth it or not. The type of gutter guard that I seem to like the best are the ones that are mesh, a really thin mesh. that has tiny holes in it that are permanently attached to the gutters themselves. And then the water basically runs through it and the leaves kind of wash off it. So I've had good success with that type of gutter guard personally. So that's something that you might want to look into. They also have different types of nylon gutter guards, or one called, like we call it, the bottle brush, where like the brush sort of lays in the gutter. But the kind that are mesh, I think, seem to work the best. There's a number of manufacturers out there that do that. And then the second type I would look at is called the reverse curve. And that's a piece of metal that goes up under the roof shingle and over the top of the gutter. And basically, because water will sort of hug that gutter guard, it will run into the gutter and the leaves will wash over the top. But if you go to moneypit.com and search for cost of gutter guards, are they worth it, you'll find that story. It'll walk you through all the options.
Well, I can try, but the biggest problem I've had is the big fat maple leaves, because they just stick to just about every gutter thing I've tried, and
then
the water
over
them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I think a lot of the gutter guards that are out there, you find home centers just don't work very well. But I found that the reverse curve and the mesh gutter guards seem to be the best. I will caution you, though, one sort of problem I have with the gutter guard industry is they tend to try to hard sell you on these systems. So I would just make sure I find a very reputable company to deal with on that. I remember having a very bad experience some years ago where I was just strolling down the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there was a home show going on, and there was a gentleman there that was just kind of pulled me out of the crowd, wanted to sell me on gutter guards, and so I just kind of let him talk, and man, I could not get him to tell me how much his product cost. He kept trying to get my wife and I home in the house at the same time so that he could try to close the deal. And I'm saying, look, what if I had a 60-foot ranch, you know, with a one-story house with 4 liters and a gutter in the front and back? I was trying to think of, like, the simplest gutter job I could think of. Even then, he could not, or probably more accurately, would not quote me what his prices were. So that's a problem. It shouldn't be that hard to figure this out. So just be careful in making sure you find a good guy. Head on over to homeadvisor.com and read the reviews on the roofing contractors there. I'm sure you could find one through that site.
I will. I'll check yours first and go to the next one.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
Heading out to Nebraska, we've got Keith on the line who's dealing with a super old, worn-out floor. What's going on?
Well, it may be old, but it's not super old, and it's not worn out.
Okay.
So, but I've had 5 epoxy floor coatings on this shop floor in the past 45 years.
Wow.
And the older it gets now, I've discovered that my trench drain, which is 20 feet long in front of the overhead door, has been leaking, cracked. It won't hold water overnight. And I suspect that that's leaking back underneath the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually when you have floor finishes that don't stay and they start to separate, there's usually moisture involved somewhere.
Yeah. So I got bubbles on my floor after only 2 years. A $20,000 floor has lasted 2 years. And so what I'm wondering is I'm going to strip all this off of there, probably grind it off or shot blast it off. And I'm wondering about using a automotive shop tile that's made in Germany. And a lot of high-end dealerships have this on their shop floors. But I want to let this moisture that's coming up through this cement, I want to open the cement up on the top, put the tile on it, and then let that water come up through the grout lines, more or less, and dissipate.
Oh, so you want to let it actually sort of flow through the floor?
Yeah, breathe.
I don't know about that.
Use a cementitious-based grout. So not an epoxy grout.
Listen, I wouldn't do this without talking with the manufacturer of these tiles about this particular idea for installation, because I see all sorts of problems with this. The first being the adhesive that you use to attach these tiles to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, will it be durable enough when it's constantly being hit with moisture? Let's look at this a different way. This trench drain that's holding water, is there a way that we can rebuild the trench drain as part of this project?
I've already sealed that up. Yeah, I built a stainless steel liner for it.
Oh, good. All right, that's good.
It's still got moisture under the slab.
Yeah.
Probably going to take years to dissipate.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Here's what I would do. I would contact the manufacturer about this unique situation and tell them that you have a wet slab and you're concerned because it's been damp for years and you've had issues with water coming up and failure of previous finishes. in situations like that, what kind of adhesive would they recommend you use to attach these floor tiles and take it from there?
Yeah, I have done that, of course, and they don't see an issue with it.
Well, all right, then.
I've called various grout manufacturers and, you know, mortar manufacturers, and
right.
Nobody seems to have an issue with it. And they all say things like, well, yeah, we use tile on shower walls, and but that's kind of going in the backwards.
Right.
The wrong way, right?
Right.
I'm coming from the bottom up,
right.
The top end.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just concerned with the adhesion of the tile to the cement floor, because that has to start there, right? You've got to make sure that these high-end tiles adhere properly to the floor. Otherwise, you're going to have tiles start to pop up, and then you got a whole different problem to deal with.
Yeah. They seem to think it's fine, you know, and so I'm just looking in every nook and cranny that I can find to get advice, you know, and then put it together and formulate an opinion. It's a very unusual situation, you know.
It is. It is unusual. I congratulate you on the thoroughness of your review, and you're basically doing what I would suggest, which is contact the manufacturer. It's always the best place to start. And if they're okay with this installation, then I think you should proceed accordingly.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for reaching out. Good luck with that project. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to discuss the combination of kitchen lighting. You know, the right combination can definitely beautify your space, improve those work areas, and maybe even make you a better cook. Well, maybe. Can't guarantee that, but you can sure read those cookbooks better. So when we come back, we're going to share tips to help you do just that next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home? Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, how's the new year going? Well, we would love for you to start the new year with a home that you love. From organizing tips to renovation ideas, the Money Pit podcast helps you get your home ready for everything the months ahead can bring. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that it's supposed to, light's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. That is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening, and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Now we've got Mike on the line who's got a drain issue. What's going on at your money pit?
House built in 1999. It's on a septic, which is actually part two of my question. And the kitchen sink, I don't know, about 5 months ago or so, started draining slowly. And so I'm not actually on a direct vent. It has a vent, what do they call it? I just pulled it off, a mini vent underneath the sink because it's like on an inside island or what have you, so there's no vent stack.
Okay.
And so I took the mini vent off, brought it to Home Depot or wherever, and I replaced it with another one, thinking, well, maybe it got clogged or what have you. And it still is draining slow. Now, when I if I have a sink full of water and I undo the vent, it will actually drain quickly.
Yeah, I think you're talking about it. You're calling this a mini vent. I think you're talking about an air admittance valve.
Okay.
Basically, an under sink vent. When you don't have a space for a roof vent, you have one of these air admittance valves. And you tried two of them, and it's still not working well?
Well, the one started slowing down. It worked fine before, and then when I took that off and put it, but then over time, it slowly slowed down. And so I took that off and put the new one in. I guess my question is, can I extend that higher? Because right now, it's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches below the sink. So I have enough room where I could put like a 4-inch piece of PVC a little bit higher. I'm wondering if that would help bring it in.
Yeah, it really shouldn't make a difference. Now, I wonder if there's another way you could get to this vent. Because, sometimes you can vent through the floor joist and over to the wall and intercept with the vertical vent there. It doesn't always have to go straight up from the kitchen.
Okay.
Because sometimes what you do is you take the drain from the kitchen sink, right? And where it turns down to drain the water, you sort of go up in sort of a U-shaped pipe and then go back down again and then across the floor joist and join the vent and go up. You kind of create this venting loop that could let more air in. Have you talked to a plumber about other possibilities?
I haven't yet, no. No, we just wait an extra 2 minutes and then it goes down. But
Yeah, well, sooner or later, you're going to get really annoyed with all that time. And I also wonder if maybe you could step it up and put a bigger air admittance valve in too.
Well, that was the other thought was, right now it's an inch and a half, but it's right on top of the drain. So for instance, that's almost like a W. I got the dishwasher coming in one, the sink in the other, and then this air admittance valve just above it. So again, the thought was if I could extend that W, the center one, a little bit higher, but it sounds like that won't make much of a difference.
I don't think it will. So what's your septic question?
Garbage disposals, yay or nay?
There are disposers that are specifically designed for septic systems, and the difference is that they grind the food up into a finer particulate. And I think if you do that, you'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I'll talk to my plumber for both issues.
All right, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space, it can improve your work areas, and maybe even make you a little bit better cook. So here's how to pick the best light for your kitchen.
Yeah, first of all, a kitchen space is going to require three types of lighting. We're talking about ambient lighting, task lighting, and accent lighting. Now, ambient lighting is kind of that overall light you have in the room. It's generally provided by those larger fixtures and, of course, the natural light that the windows bring in. Task lighting is going to be focused and calibrated to a very specific work area, such as your counter space. And accent lighting does just that. It accents and highlights architectural details or objects within that design space, such as kitchen lighting that points up from the top of the cabinets or lights within the cabinets. You know, you get what I'm saying there.
Now, when you're designing your light plan, you need to realize that more light in the kitchen is not necessarily a better thing. Smart lighting is really your goal. So make sure you match the amount and the quality of light because, boy, we have so many choices today, to the function in each area of the room. Now, aside from electric lighting, you can think about how you are using natural lighting. So, for example, kitchens are a great place to skip window treatments since windows contribute to the ambient light in the room. If you leave those window coverings off, you can boost that brightness level pretty significantly.
Now, you can also pull in natural lighting by adding sun tunnel skylights. And these are mirror-coated tubes that run from the roof to an interior ceiling on any level. And they're far easier and less expensive to install than traditional skylights. And they can bring in a lot of natural light without the expense of building a traditional skylight.
Good point. So kitchen's definitely a space to spend some time and invest in good quality lighting. I mean, think about it. Your meals will come out all that much better as a result.
Steve in Maryland's on the line with a question about a foundation. How can we help you?
My neighbor had a house built within the last year. She had a solid concrete foundation put in with her crawl space, and I've got cinder block walls on my foundation, and I've had some water penetration through my walls, and I'm thinking because she has solid concrete, I think maybe if I ever had another house built, maybe that's the way to go with solid concrete. I don't see how water can penetrate that. And I wanted to bounce that off of you and see what you had to say about it.
Well, water can certainly penetrate solid concrete walls, perhaps not as easily as it can a concrete block wall. But in either case, you can stop that very simply by improving the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter. Most of the time when a foundation leaks, whether it's a leaked crawl space or a basement, there's something wrong with that drainage. So your gutters are clogged and overflowing. The downspouts are perhaps not extended out 4 to 6 feet from the house because most contractors leave them go out about a foot or so, which is a mistake. Or the soil is too flat, or the soil is sloping back into the wall, or there's some landscape element like brick edging or 4x4 timbers or something like that that's holding water against the foundation. If you want to stop a foundation from leaking, you want to manage that drainage. But if you are sort of starting from scratch and had your option to go with a block wall or a solid concrete wall, I do agree that a solid concrete wall will be much stronger and much more solid and not be prone to some of the issues that we've seen with block walls over the years, like leakage or cracking and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that information.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand to help you take those projects from your to-do list to that done list. Coming up, wrinkles, static, damp spots, those are all common laundry headaches. We're going to share some dryer tips that will keep your clothes looking and feeling their best after this.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, Leslie, you know, I think I sort of discovered another hack this weekend. I was repairing a chair, actually for a neighbor friend of mine, and I needed to clamp this leg of the chair in an unusual way. It didn't really fit all the many different types of clamps I had.
And you have every kind of clamp, by the way.
I have a lot, right. I have a lot. So what I did was I used zip ties. And I thought, that's a great way to really tighten up an area that's hard to get to. I wrapped the zip ties. I put two zip ties together to make them longer. But these are the bigger, thicker ones. And I was using that to clamp it in place while the glue dried. When it was done, I just snipped the zip tie and took it off. And it was solid. It was good to go. So keep that in mind. If you're working on a project, there's a lot of ways to help you clamp things together. Zip ties are one. I've done this also with a heavy cord. I've made like a tourniquet, but in this case, it just didn't seem like it was going to fit very well. But you could do that with a rope as well. So zip ties, rope, just makes a really easy way to secure something that's unusually shaped.
All right, you're always coming up with something.
Can't help it.
Danuza in Georgia is on the line with a heating question. Everybody is chilly this winter. What is going on down there?
It's cold. It's very cold, and I'm asking, calling about a fireplace. We live in an arts and crafts house, and there's a fireplace smack in the middle that faces two ways, and to the entrance, and then opening to what would be the kitchen and dining area. The opening to the front door is a fireplace. The other one was at one point blocked, and I know we have two chimneys. My question is it possible, do you think, for me to integrate, to open it straight through, to make it a one fireplace that would go both ways, or would I have to stick to the way it was built, one way and
so
the other way?
So in other words, you would like the fire pit to go straight through from one side to the other?
Yes, but I have two chimneys.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that because the structure of this is such that you probably have one physical chimney and then you have two liners, so two flues.
Okay.
And one is on the fireplace side and one is on, you know, the other side, or one's on the living room side, one's on the kitchen side. So why would you want that to be opened up? Just for aesthetics?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And my question would be, even if I did it using, you know, the gas kind of dealy, or do I still need a chimney for that?
I think if you're asking me, you know, I put a gas fireplace in there where without venting it, and I would say no.
No. Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Because there are non-vented gas fireplaces. I've never liked them at all. They've always made me very uncomfortable. They do dump a lot of moisture into the house. And, you know, they're allowed here in the States, but I think last time I checked, they were illegal in Canada, who is much more conservative about things like this. So I would never use an unvented gas fireplace. I also would not convert those existing wood fireplaces to gas fireplaces because they're going to burn a lot of gas, be really expensive to run. What you might want to do is think about seeing if there was an insert that might be available for the fireplace side, because that can have some built-in circulation with a vent fan that could improve the heating distribution of that one side. And then you mentioned that one side's blocked. I'd like to know why it was blocked, if the chimney is still, the flue is still functional, if it's deteriorated, maybe it's not lined. I don't know. But you ought to find out why it's in the condition it's in. So I think you need to talk to a good home inspector or a very good chimney contractor, not a sweep, okay? And I want you to be cautious not to find somebody that just wants to sell you a big repair, but somebody that can give you some true independent expert advice as to what it's going to take to get this working again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful because I think the thing that most helped me was about the non-venting thing, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how dangerous that could get, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take that out of consideration. All right, Danuza, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, warm clothes fresh from the dryer definitely feel great. I mean, my kind of favorite thing to do when I'm folding laundry that's fresh out of the dryer is if there's a towel that's in that load, I kind of wrap it around like a cape while I'm folding the laundry.
Yeah.
Because I just love the warmth of it. But what happens, guys, when you're doing the laundry and it comes out and it's kind of wrinkly and it's damp or it's staticky? Well, we've got some tips here to keep your clothes and you looking your best.
All right. So first up, you may be shocked in a good way to learn that aluminum foil can actually eliminate the static. Here's how it works. Instead of using dryer sheets, crumble up a piece of foil into a tight,
smooth ball and toss it into the dryer. It works, and there's less waste because the foil can be used multiple times. Now, another idea is if you want to dry your clothes as fast as possible, take a clean, dry towel, then add it to your wet laundry for the first 15 minutes or so of the drying cycle, and then remove it. Because that dry towel, it absorbs some of the moisture from your clothes, so they actually dry faster.
All right, now, are the clothes coming out a wrinkled mess? You know, letting those dry clothes sit in that dryer too long is often the culprit. I mean, we're all busy and we're all multitasking. So what you can do is you can toss a handful of ice cubes into that dryer with those wrinkly clothes and then run a quick cycle. The steam from those ice cubes truly is enough to just get rid of those wrinkles. Another way to avoid the wrinkles is just to quickly fold that laundry right after it dries. But let's be realistic. Not everybody is doing that. I mean, we all have the chair in our bedroom where the things kind of go to and maybe sit for a while before you fold it. Now, are you also finding that your clothes are always accessorized with pet hair? If you love your pets but you don't like wearing their fur, try drying your clothes first before you put them in the washing machine. That dryer is going to lift off the hair before the clothing becomes wet, and then you're going to have a hard time separating the hair from the clothing. So this is great. It's all going to end up in that dryer vent. Clean it out before you run the load, and no cat hair or dog hair.
And there's nothing worse than having your sheets and blankets ball up into a big wet wad. So the solution, add a few clean tennis balls into the dryer. They'll tumble around. They'll improve the air circulation, kind of like beat up the clothes a little bit, beat up the sheets and towels and dryers, and let the air get in there so they dry properly. So there you have it, some easy hacks for improving your laundry.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, you want to turn your boring winter yard into a vibrant, colorful space? Well, you can when you attract winter birds. We'll tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just a dollar a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just a dollar a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are.
So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to have your home ready for a fresh start this year? Whether you are tackling winter maintenance or maybe planning a big spring update, The Money Pit Podcast is your trusted resource. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Paul in Alaska is on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you?
I have a 45-year-old built-up roof, and it was at the age of the house, and it just needs to be replaced. And so I'm looking at one of three options, the EPDM, which is the 0.06-inch rubber that would have, I guess, have recovery board under it. And then there's two torch-down options. One is APP and one is SBS. Now, I'm told the SBS is one contractor that it actually offers that, and he says that, you know, it's less susceptible to cracking, so it lasts longer. We have about a 100-degree swing in temperatures here in Anchorage, between about 80 above to maybe minus 20. But the SBS can be torched down, cold, or mop. And, of course, the APP, I guess, is just basically torched down. But
okay, well, first things first, in terms of the flat roof, I mean, torched down roofs or the EPDM roofs, I think, would be my choice in those environments. And what really makes the difference with these flat roof installations is simply the workmanship, because there's just no tolerance for errors. You know, if you're putting in a sloped roof and you can be a little sloppy with your assembly of the roofing shingles, for example, and they're pretty forgiving and usually don't leak. The flat roof, if you get it wrong, you're going to have a mess on your hands. So I would make sure that the contractor was very experienced with flat roof installation and then let them work with the product that they're going to be willing to back up.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you'd like to add some life to your backyard during the winter season, you might think about making some simple changes to attract winter birds.
Yeah, you know, not all birds head south at the first sign of cold weather. Even the northernmost parts of the United States have cardinals, woodpeckers, finches, and many more winter-loving birds, and you can attract them to your yard simply by giving them the right food. Now, most winter birds eat seeds. I mean, they have to because insects are kind of hard to find in the cold, so you want to stock up on both sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. And the great thing about safflower is that the squirrels don't like them. Now, if you love woodpeckers, you can hang suet for them, but you want to hang that high because most winter mammals like deer love suet as well.
Yeah, and don't forget about water. If you've got like bird baths, you could easily break up that ice now and again or add some warm water to melt the ice. And the birds, having the right water, having the right seed, they will flock to your backyard from all over for a little bit of refreshment and really add some color to that dull and dreary winter space.
All right, now we've got Stephanie on the line from Tennessee who needs some help around the Money Pit. What's going on?
We have a somewhat, it's not a shower wrap. Two walls is of an acrylic-type material, marble-looking, and then
right.
It has a glass door with a look-through glass side. I was in the shower, and it sounded like little pop, 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 pop. Now I notice I have little teeny spider cracks, just real thin, on the side wall. So
okay.
I let the shower dry, put Gorilla Tape, waterproof Gorilla Tape on it, so it wouldn't
okay.
get any more wet.
What, no duct tape was available?
Duct tape and Gorilla Tape is everybody's best friend.
There you go,
but I put
okay.
it on there to prevent more moisture in there.
Right.
But it just made these little spider marks. I haven't had any more. You could barely see them, but I really don't want to tear out a shower.
So the sides are acrylic?
Yes, it's like acrylic marble. The head wall where the faucet and the shower head is, and the side
right.
where the soap dish is and the shower stall.
Okay. So it's kind of like a liner almost, it sounds like that's over the wall structure that's acrylic. Does that sound about
uh-huh.
right? Are these cracks all the way through, or are they just on the surface? Because it might be the glazing on top of the acrylic.
Okay, actually, I believe they're on the surface, and they all seem to originate from the embedded, I don't know if that's the right word, soap dish. But they're just spider, and, you know, but there's you can't feel them.
You probably stressed that part of the liner. Maybe you grabbed on the soap dish. I don't know. Plus, it's you know, it's an area where you're going to have an expansion and contraction pattern that's different than the rest of it. If they're not going through, they're just the surface, I would not worry about that. I'll give you one trick of the trade to kind of maybe make them less obvious, and that is if you were to apply car wax to the walls of the shower, not the floor, all right, because you're going to slip and break something.
Oh, yeah.
But to the walls, you will find that that will buff in really nicely. And the water will, of course, you know, run right off it. And I think it might help to hide some of those spider vein kinds of cracks, the same way it does that on the finish of a car.
Oh, great idea. Because actually, we're going to be selling our house in about 6 months. And I was like, I'm trying to be ahead of the ball game on things I know I need to address without
having to do the whole enchilada. Here's what you do. You polish up that shower, right? And when you sell your house, you take a brand new can of car wax and you put a bow on it and you make that the housewarming gift for the new owners. And then you can tell them about your call with the Money Pit and explain to them how to use it.
Hey, I really appreciate that. I really do. I listen to y'all's show. A lot of good information. We appreciate you down here in Tennessee.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever found yourself stuck in your own driveway thanks to a snow and ice storm? Up next, we're going to share a few more hacks to help you release your car and get you on your way after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, you guys. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler.
What do you guys have working on? Whatever it is, shoot us an email, send us a text, call us, whatever you want. We will answer and help you get your home in tip-top shape.
So, Leslie, you know our buddy Craig?
Yeah.
Craig's somebody we work with for many years. He produces a lot of the television programs that we do. And so he reached out to me over this past week, and he's texting me. He says, should I replace my electric water heater that's about to die with a hybrid? Seems like there are a lot of rebates. So I'm like, okay, I'll bite. What's going on with the water heater? He says, well, the water doesn't get as hot and blah, blah, blah.
He does know he can just ask you a question, right? It doesn't have to beat around the bush.
I said to him, look, Craig, you can get a hybrid. You know, it's a heat pump water heater. It's, you know, probably $2,000-$3,000 installed easy. But let's talk more about this electric water heater. How old is it? Well, it's 10 years old. All right, well, I mean, it's old, it's maybe out of warranty, but really it's not that old for a water heater. I said, look, with electric water heaters, you have two coils, you have very few moving parts. You have two heating coils, one towards the top of the tank, one towards the bottom, and you have a thermostat. I said, if it's got to be one of those things if you're not getting enough hot water. And I sent him a video on how to replace his coils. So he does that, says, okay, well, the coils are fine. All right, how about the thermostat? Well, let me check. And then, like, an hour or two later, he comes back. It worked. It worked. He says, I looked at the thermostat. It was melting. I said, I went out and bought a new one for $14, and now we have hot water. So from spending thousands on a new water heater to spending $14, that's all it took.
All right. I love it. And, Craig, just ask your question. Don't pretend you got other questions. Just ask.
So, guys, if you're hit with a big winter storm and you don't have your car tucked away in a garage, it is always a hassle to clear the snow and get that ice off your car. So to help, Leslie is going to share four quick tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, first of all, know the forecast. You know, I leave for work at Good Morning America so darn early, and there is nothing worse than a surprise snowy car at 4 a.m. when you're trying to get out the door. So plan ahead and do so by parking strategically. You want to park kind of at the end of your driveway nearest the street. This way, the distance that you have to shovel is going to be not too far. It's also smart to put your windshield wipers up so they don't freeze to the car window. Now, Tom, you kind of learned this one the hard way, right?
Yeah, actually, I did. I was really surprised, too, because I think I had the front window, the front windshield wipers picked up, but not the one on the back of the SUV. And it actually froze to the window, and it broke the entire window on the car. So I had to actually replace
it. That's crazy.
So I'll never do that again.
Yeah, seriously, guys, you know, learn from Tom here. That is an expensive mistake to make. Next, when you're clearing your car and getting ready to head out on the road, try to get off as much snow as you can. Use a long-handled broom to get the snow off the top of your car before you open the door. I mean, that's going to help you avoid all that wet snow that falls right in. And don't forget to clear the snow around your headlights and your taillights. I always hate it when people don't get all the snow off of the roof of the car, whether it's a big car or a little car, and it kind of flies at you behind them in a sheet. So get all of that off. Now, if you find that your driver door is frozen shut, here's a trick. You can use WD-40 to free up that frozen lock. Again, there's 1,001 uses for that thing, and who knew? Getting rid of the frozen doors, that's another one. So definitely be prepared, guys, because we still got some snow ahead of us.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, now that you're stuck inside for the winter, have you thought about what might be stuck inside with you? Like maybe mold? We're going to share five simple ways to stop mold before it starts and keep your home healthy and clean all year long. That's coming up on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has arrived in Washington to celebrate with his supporters and political allies ahead of his second inauguration, a triumphant return for the Republican 4 years after he departed the city. Trump's marking his return to power with a Saturday evening gathering at his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia, about 30 miles outside of Washington. He arrived as organizers of Monday's Inauguration Day ceremony were scrambling to move inside most of the outdoor events, including the swearing-in ceremony that traditionally takes place on the Capitol steps due to forecasted frigid temperatures. As the president-elect takes over, both sides of the aisle is weighing in.
For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, bitterly cold conditions coming in the days ahead with a chunk of it happening throughout a large portion of the nation.
We're looking at some really very, very cold air coming down across the northern plains and the Midwest here over the next couple of days. And this is going to be driving all the way down into the Ohio Valley and much of the eastern seaboard here as we get into Inauguration Day. And as this happens, we're also going to have a winter storm that's going to be impacting areas of the central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison. Donald Trump says he will most likely give TikTok a 90-day reprieve from a potential ban once he takes office Monday. At issue, the Chinese-owned company posed a security risk. You'll find more news and analysis, headlines, and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and
right now with an important alert. Home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Steven.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's Equity Protect.
A former national security advisor says Donald Trump's desire to acquire Greenland is no laughing matter. Bob Agnew has more.
It's critical to our national security.
Robert O'Brien says, if you have any doubts,
take a look at a map.
He calls Greenland a giant dagger pointed straight at the heart of North America.
It's a huge island. It borders the Arctic. And just across the Arctic Ocean is Russia.
O'Brien tells the Salem Radio Network that puts Greenland in the same category as other Russian neighbors like Poland and Ukraine, but with little protection at this time from the Danish government. Bob Agner reporting.
A U.S. official says immigration officers will target more than 300 people with histories of egregious violent crimes next week after President-elect Donald Trump takes office. The operation can concentrated largely in the Chicago area. Arrests are expected throughout the week, subject to possible weather delays. The official spoke to the Associated Press on issues of anonymity. This is SRN and also townhall.com. Hawaii is getting tough on fireworks. John Scott has more.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's firework laws. His announcement comes after a fireworks explosion at a Honolulu home on New Year's Eve killed 4 people and injured about 20 others. The potential new measures include $300 tickets police could issue to those who shoot off fireworks and Class A felony charges and decades in prison for people whose use of fireworks leads to serious injury or death. John Scott reporting.
Patrick Mahomes, 3 for 177 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce caught 7 passes for 117 yards. And the score in the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans 23-14 to advance to the AFC Championship game for the 7th straight season. The Chiefs will face Buffalo or Baltimore next weekend at Arrowhead Stadium as they try to become the first team to win 3 consecutive Super Bowl titles. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
When students struggle in school because they are hungry
or fall behind because they lack school supplies or clean clothing,
being greeted at the start of every school day by the smile of a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows firsthand the obstacles students might be facing.
And what it will take to help them thrive.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support and remain by their side
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning
and succeed in school and in life.
Access to technology, learning materials,
and even one-to-one mentor support.
We are there for them all day, every day. This is what Communities in Schools is all about.
Going all in for kids, in schools, in communities, and beyond.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It
is hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers/border patrol.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your to-do list? What do you want to do with your house? Is there something that you want to get done? Is there a repair? Is there a project? Is there an organizational job? Do you want to convert your garage to a place that you can enjoy for hobbies? I noticed there's a lot of traffic on one of our posts, Leslie, about folks that want to convert their garages by putting hot tubs in there. It makes sense because hot tubs, you can buy those blow-up hot tubs today. They're not that expensive, and you could have a hot tub in the winter in your garage and not have to, you know, walk through the snow to get to it, right? So there's a lot of projects that people tackle this time of year, and of course, we're all getting excited for the spring season, which is really not too far ahead in my mind. It's another 2 or 3 months, but I consider that pretty close. So whatever's on your to-do list, whatever you're thinking about doing, we would love to hear about it. We'd love to help you. So give us a call right now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to MoneyPit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question right there. Hey, coming up on today's show, as days get darker earlier, the right combo of kitchen lighting can definitely spruce up your space and improve the functionality of work areas, and that is especially true in that kitchen space. So we're going to highlight the best options for ambient, task, and kitchen accent lighting.
And also ahead, is your laundry coming out of the dryer feeling damp or looking wrinkled? Well, we've got some hacks that put a whole new spin on the best way to dry your clothes.
And you don't need to settle for a dreary outdoor view all winter long. You can bring some life and some color to your backyard simply by attracting a variety of winter birds by using the right kind of bird feeder and food. We'll show you what you need to know.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? How about that? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY. Give us a call with your questions right now to 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Risa in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I need someone to recommend a really good gutter guard so that I don't have to keep cleaning my gutters all the time, because every time we're up there, it gets more dangerous because we're getting older, and they keep getting clogged because we have big trees around our house. We have maple, ash, and big firs. And so consequently, you've got tiny little needles, pointy little seeds, and big flat wide ones.
Okay, well, there's a number of different types of gutter guards, and on MoneyPit.com, we have a very popular article that kind of walks you through the different types and tells you whether or not they're worth it or not. The type of gutter guard that I seem to like the best are the ones that are mesh, a really thin mesh that has tiny holes in it that are permanently attached to the gutters themselves. And then the water basically runs through it and the leaves kind of wash off it. So I've had good success with that type of gutter guard personally. So that's something that you might want to look into. They also have different types of nylon gutter guards, or one called, like we call it, the bottle brush, where like the brush sort of lays in the gutter. But the kind that are mesh, I think, seem to work the best. There's a number of manufacturers out there that do that. And then the second type I would look at is called the reverse curve. And that's a piece of metal that goes up under the roof shingle and over the top of the gutter. And basically, because water will sort of hug that gutter guard, it will run into the gutter and the leaves will wash over the top. But if you go to MoneyPit.com and search for cost of gutter guards, are they worth it, you'll find that story and it'll walk you through all the options.
Well, I can try, but the biggest problem I've had is the big, fat maple leaves, because they just stick to just about every gutter thing I've tried, and then the water over them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I think a lot of the gutter guards that are out there, you find home centers just don't work very well. But I found that the reverse curve and the mesh gutter guards seem to be the best. I will caution you, though, one sort of problem I have with the gutter guard industry is they tend to try to hard sell you on these systems. So I would just make sure I find a very reputable company to deal with on that. I remember having a very bad experience some years ago where I was just strolling down the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there was a home show going on, and there was a gentleman there that was just kind of pulled me out of the crowd, wanted to sell me in gutter guards, and so I just kind of let him talk, and man, I could not get him to tell me how much his product cost. He kept trying to get my wife and I home in the house at the same time so that he could try to close the deal. And I'm saying, look, what if I had a 60-foot ranch, you know, with a one-story house with 4 leaders and a gutter in the front and back? I was trying to think of, like, the simplest gutter job I could think of. Even then, he could not, or probably more accurately, would not quote me what his prices were. So that's a problem. It shouldn't be that hard to figure this out. So just be careful in making sure you find a good guy. Head on over to homeadvisor.com and read the reviews on the roofing contractors there. I'm sure you could find one through that site.
I will. I'll check yours first and go to the next one.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
Heading out to Nebraska, we've got Keith on the line who's dealing with a super old, worn-out floor. What's going on?
Well, it may be old, but it's not super old, and it's not worn out.
Okay.
So, but I've had 5 epoxy floor coatings on this shop floor in the past 45 years.
Wow.
And the older it gets now, I've discovered that my trench drain, which is 20 feet long in front of the overhead door, has been leaking, cracked. It won't hold water overnight. And I suspect that that's leaking back underneath the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Usually when you have floor finishes that don't stay and they start to separate, there's usually moisture involved somewhere.
Yeah. So I got bubbles on my floor after only 2 years. A $20,000 floor has lasted 2 years. And so what I'm wondering is, I'm going to strip all this off of there, probably grind it off or shot blast it off. And I'm wondering about using a automotive shop tile that's made in Germany. And a lot of high-end dealerships have this on their shop floors. But I want to let this moisture that's coming up through this cement, I want to open the cement up on the top, put the tile on it, and then let that water come up through the grout lines, more or less, and dissipate.
Oh, so you want to let it actually sort of flow through the floor?
Yeah, breeze.
I don't know about that.
Use a cementitious-based grout, so not an epoxy grout.
Listen, I wouldn't do this without talking with the manufacturer of these tiles about this particular idea for installation, because I see all sorts of problems with this. The first being the adhesive that you use to attach these tiles to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, will it be durable enough when it's constantly being hit with moisture? Let's look at this a different way. This trench drain that's holding water, is there a way that we can rebuild the trench drain as part of this project?
I've already sealed that up. Yeah, I built a stainless steel liner for it.
Oh, good. All right, that's good.
Still got moisture under the slab.
Yeah.
Probably going to take years to dissipate.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Here's what I would do. I would contact the manufacturer about this unique situation and tell them that you have a wet slab and you're concerned because it's been damp for years and you've had issues with water coming up and failure of previous finishes. In a situation like that, what kind of adhesive would they recommend you use to attach these floor tiles and take it from there?
Yeah, I have done that, of course, and they don't see an issue with it.
Well, all right then.
I've called various grout manufacturers and, you know, mortar manufacturers, and nobody seems to have an issue with it. And they all say things like, well, yeah, we use tile on shower walls, and but that's kind of going in the backwards.
Right.
The wrong way, right?
Right.
I'm coming from the bottom up,
right,
the top end.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just concerned with the adhesion of the tile to the cement floor, because that has to start there, right? You've got to make sure that these high-end tiles adhere properly to the floor. Otherwise, you're going to have tiles start to pop up, and then you got a whole different problem to deal with.
Yeah. They seem to think it's fine, you know, and so I'm just looking in every nook and cranny that I can find to get advice, you know, and then put it together and formulate an opinion. It's a very unusual situation, you know.
It is. It is unusual. I congratulate you on the thoroughness of your review, and you're basically doing what I would suggest, which is contact the manufacturer. It's always the best place to start. And if they're okay with this installation, then I think you should proceed accordingly.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for reaching out. Good luck with that project. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to discuss the combination of kitchen lighting. You know, the right combination can definitely beautify your space, improve those work areas, and maybe even make you a better cook. Well, maybe. Can't guarantee that, but you can sure read those cookbooks better. So when we come back, we're going to share tips to help you do just that next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, how's the new year going? Well, we would love for you to start the new year with a home that you love. From organizing tips to renovation ideas, the Money Pit podcast helps you get your home ready for everything the months ahead can bring. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that it's supposed to, light's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. That is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening, and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Now we've got Mike on the line who's got a drain issue. What's going on at your Money Pit?
House built in 1999. It's on a septic, which is actually part two of my question. And the kitchen sink, I don't know, about 5 months ago or so, started draining slowly. And so I'm not actually on a direct vent. It has a vent, what do they call it? I just pulled it off, a mini vent underneath the sink because it's like on an inside island or what have you, so there's no vent stack. Okay. And so I took the mini vent off, brought it to Home Depot or wherever, and I replaced it with another one, thinking, well, maybe it got clogged or what have you. And it still is draining slow. Now, when if I have a sink full of water and I undo the vent, it will actually drain quickly.
Yeah, I think you're talking about you're calling this a mini vent. I think you're talking about an air admittance valve.
Okay.
Basically, an under sink vent. When you don't have a space for a roof vent, you have one of these air admittance valves. And you tried two of them and it's still not working well?
Well, the one started slowing down. It worked fine before. And then when I took that off and put it, but then over time it slowly slowed down. And so I took that off and put the new one in. I guess my question is, can I extend that higher? Because right now it's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches below the sink. So I have enough room where I could put like a 4-inch piece of PVC a little bit higher. I'm wondering if that would help bring it in.
Yeah, it really shouldn't make a difference. Now, I wonder if there's another way you could get to this vent, because sometimes you can vent through the floor joist and over to the wall and intercept with the vertical vent there. It doesn't always have to go straight up from the kitchen.
Okay.
Because sometimes what you do is you take the drain from the kitchen sink, right, and where it turns down to drain the water, you sort of go up in sort of a U-shaped pipe and then go back down again and then across the floor joist and join the vent and go up. You kind of create this venting loop that could let more air in. Have you talked to a plumber about other possibilities?
I haven't yet, no. No, we just wait an extra 2 minutes and then it goes down. But
Yeah, well, sooner or later, you're going to get really annoyed with all that time. And I also wonder if maybe you could step it up and put a bigger air admittance valve in, too.
Well, that was the other thought was, right now it's an inch and a half, but it's right on top of the drain. So, for instance, that's almost like a W. I got the dishwasher coming in one, the sink in the other, and then this air admittance.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You want to stop a foundation from leaking, you want to manage that drainage. But if you are sort of starting from scratch and had your option to go with a block wall or a solid concrete wall, I do agree that a solid concrete wall will be much stronger and much more solid and not be prone to some of the issues that we've seen with block walls over the years, like leakage or cracking and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that information.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand to help you take those projects from your to-do list to that done list. Coming up, wrinkles, static, damp spots, those are all common laundry headaches. We're going to share some dryer tips that will keep your clothes looking and feeling their best after this.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, we're talking about someone who's responsible, someone who probably has patience, and then someone who needs to be prepared, right, to help take care of her siblings. So, I mean, those are all three excellent traits that anybody would look for.
Maya, how's this feedback from Ryan and Bob? How does that make you feel?
Great. I think sometimes I negate the responsibility of like my siblings as something that would help me in a professional setting, but it's nice to kind of highlight that and understand that like those values and those traits can support me professionally.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Cock County, Tennessee, it's been 3 months since the devastating floods from Hurricane Helene. Recovery is far from over, but many volunteers say they aren't giving up. As they continue to rebuild, we'll continue to look for their needs and what needs aren't being met from somewhere else. And we'll meet those needs, said Don Smith, president of the Knoxville chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America. Smith's Group, in collaboration with Veterans at Focus, are helping their own, supporting four East Tennessee veterans who lost their homes in the floods. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
60 Seconds of Service.
Superman derives his power from the yellow sun. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. D.C. politicians get their power by giving handouts. In 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. Today, it's 75,000. This is how politicians derive their power. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, Leslie, you know, I think I sort of discovered another hack this weekend. I was repairing a chair, actually for a neighbor friend of mine, and I needed to clamp this leg of the chair in an unusual way. It didn't really fit all the many different types of clamps I had.
And you have every kind of clamp, by the way.
I have a lot, right. I have a lot. So what I did was I used zip ties. And I thought, that's a great way to really tighten up an area that's hard to get to. I wrapped the zip ties. I put 2 zip ties together to make them longer. But these are the bigger, thicker ones. And I was using that to clamp it in place while the glue dried. When it was done, I just snipped the zip tie and took it off, and it was solid. It was good to go. So keep that in mind if you're working on a project. There's a lot of ways to help you clamp things together. Zip ties are one. I've done this also with a heavy cord. I've made like a tourniquet, but in this case, it just didn't seem like it was going to fit very well, but you could do that with a rope as well. So zip ties, rope, just makes a really easy way to secure something that's unusually shaped.
All right, you're always coming up with something.
Can't help it.
Danuza in Georgia's on the line with a heating question. Everybody is chilly this winter. What is going on down there?
It's cold. It's very cold, and I'm asking, calling about a fireplace. We live in an arts and crafts house, and there's a fireplace smack in the middle that faces 2 ways, to the entrance and then opening to what would be the kitchen and dining area. The opening to the front door is a fireplace. The other one was at one point blocked, and I know we have 2 chimneys. My question is it possible, do you think, for me to integrate, to open it straight through, to make it a 1 fireplace that would go both ways, or would I have to stick to the way it was built, 1 way and
so
the
in other
way.
Words, you would like the fire pit to go straight through from one side to the other?
Yes, but I have 2 chimneys.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that, because the structure of this is such that you probably have 1 physical chimney and then you have 2 liners, so 2 flues.
Okay.
And 1 is on the fireplace side and 1 is on, you know, the other side, or 1's on the living room side, 1's on the kitchen side. So why would you want that to be opened up? Just for aesthetics?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And my question would be, even if I did it using, you know, the gas kind of dealy, or do I still need a chimney for that?
I think if you're asking me, you know, I put a gas fireplace in there where without venting it, and I would say no.
No, okay.
Because there are non-vented gas fireplaces. I've never liked them at all. They've always made me very uncomfortable. They do dump a lot of moisture into the house. And, you know, they're allowed here in the States, but I think last time I checked, they were illegal in Canada, who is much more conservative about things like this. So I would never use an unvented gas fireplace. I also would not convert those existing wood fireplaces to gas fireplaces, because they're going to burn a lot of gas, be really expensive to run. what you might want to do is think about seeing if there was an insert that might be available for the fireplace side, because that can have some built-in circulation with a vent fan that could improve the heating distribution of that one side. And then you mentioned that one side's blocked. I'd like to know why it was blocked, if the chimney is still, the flue is still functional, if it's deteriorated, maybe it's not lined. I don't know. But you ought to find out why it's in the condition it's in. So I think you need to talk to a good home inspector or a very good chimney contractor, not a sweep, okay? And I want you to be cautious not to find somebody that just wants to sell you a big repair, but somebody that can give you some true independent expert advice as to what it's going to take to get this working again, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful, because I think the thing that most helped me was about the non-venting thing, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how dangerous that could get, but thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take that out of consideration. All right, Denise, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, warm clothes fresh from the dryer definitely feel great. I mean, my kind of favorite thing to do when I'm folding laundry that's fresh out of the dryer is if there's a towel that's in that load, I kind of wrap it around like a cape while I'm folding the laundry.
Yeah.
Because I just love the warmth of it. But what happens, guys, when you're doing the laundry and it comes out and it's kind of wrinkly and it's damp or it's staticky? Well, we've got some tips here to keep your clothes and you looking your best.
All right, so first up, you may be shocked in a good way to learn that aluminum foil can actually eliminate the static. Here's how it works. Instead of using dryer sheets, crumble up a piece of foil into a tight, smooth ball and toss it into the dryer. It works, and there's less waste because the foil can be used multiple times. Now, another idea is if you want to dry your clothes as fast as possible, take a clean, dry towel, then add it to your wet laundry for the first 15 minutes or so of the drying cycle, and then remove it. Because that dry towel, it absorbs some of the moisture from your clothes, so they actually dry faster.
All right, now, are the clothes coming out a wrinkled mess? You know, letting those dry clothes sit in that dryer too long is often the culprit. I mean, we're all busy and we're all multitasking. So what you can do is you can toss a handful of ice cubes into that dryer with those wrinkly clothes and then run a quick cycle. The steam from those ice cubes truly is enough to just get rid of those wrinkles. Another way to avoid the wrinkles is just to quickly fold that laundry right after it dries. But let's be realistic. Not everybody is doing that. I mean, we all have the chair in our bedroom where the things kind of go to and maybe sit for a while before you fold it. Now, are you also finding that your clothes are always accessorized with pet hair? If you love your pets but you don't like wearing their fur, try drying your clothes first before you put them in the washing machine. That dryer is going to lift off the hair before the clothing becomes wet, and then you're going to have a hard time separating the hair from the clothing. So this is great. It's all going to end up in that dryer vent. Clean it out before you run the load, and no cat hair or dog hair.
And there's nothing worse than having your sheets and blankets ball up into a big wet wad. So the solution, add a few clean tennis balls into the dryer. They'll tumble around. They'll improve the air circulation, kind of like beat up the clothes a little bit, beat up the sheets and towels and dryers, and let the air get in there so they dry properly. So there you have it, some easy hacks for improving your laundry.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Still ahead, you want to turn your boring winter yard into a vibrant, colorful space? Well, you can when you attract winter birds. We'll tell you how after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Lux Rock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Gossip Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Type material, marble looking, and then right. Has a glass door with a look through glass side. I was in the shower and it sounds like little pop, 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 pops. Now I notice I have little teeny spider cracks, just real thin, on the side wall. So okay. I let the shower dry, put Gorilla Tape, waterproof Gorilla Tape on it, so it wouldn't get any more wet.
What, no duct tape was available?
The duct tape and Gorilla Tape is everybody's best friend.
There you go.
But I put
okay.
it on there to prevent more moisture in there.
Right.
But it just made these little spider marks. I haven't had any more. You can barely see them, but I really don't want to tear out a shower.
So the sides are acrylic?
Yes, it's like acrylic marble. The head wall where the faucet and the shower head is, and the side right. where the soap dish is and the shower stall.
Okay. So it's kind of like a liner almost, it sounds like, that's over the wall structure that's acrylic. Does that sound about right? Are these cracks all the way through, or are they just on the surface? Because it might be the glazing on top of the acrylic.
Okay. Actually, I believe they're on the surface. And they okay. all seem to originate from the embedded, I don't know if that's the right word, soap dish. But they're just spider and, you know, but there's, you can't feel them.
You probably stressed that part of the liner. Maybe you grabbed on the soap dish. I don't know. Plus, it's, you know, it's an area where you're going to have an expansion and contraction pattern that's different than the rest of it. If they're not going through, they're just the surface, I would not worry about that. I'll give you one trick of the trade to kind of maybe make them less obvious, and that is if you were to apply car wax to the walls of the shower, not the floor, all right, because you're going to slip and break something,
oh, yeah.
but to the walls, you will find that that will buff in really nicely, and the water will, of course, you know, run right off it, and I think it might help to hide some of those spider vein kinds of cracks the same way it does that on the finish of a car.
Oh, great idea. Because actually okay. we're going to be selling our house in about 6 months, and I was like, I'm trying to be ahead of the ball game on things I know I need to address without
well, here's
having
what you do.
To
you
do
go
the
ahead
whole
and,
enchilada.
Here's what you do. You polish up that shower, right? And when you sell your house, you take a brand new can of car wax and you put a bow on it and you make that the housewarming gift for the new owners. And then you can tell them about your call with the Money Pit and explain to them how to use it.
I really appreciate that. I really do. I listen to y'all's show. A lot of good information. We appreciate you down here in Tennessee.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, have you ever found yourself stuck in your own driveway thanks to a snow and ice storm? Up next, we're going to share a few more hacks to help you release your car and get you on your way after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I could assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the science.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us Monday as we welcome the Shasta County citizens advocating respect on Martin Luther King's birthday celebration day. Find out what's going on here in town and many more things as we catch up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening in the North State. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, you guys. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler.
What do you guys have working on? Whatever it is, shoot us an email, send us a text, call us, whatever you want. We will answer and help you get your home in tip-top shape.
So, Leslie, you know our buddy Craig?
Yeah, yeah.
Craig's somebody we've worked with for many years. He produces a lot of the television programs that we do. And so he reached out to me over this past week, and he's texting me. He says, should I replace my electric water heater that's about to die with a hybrid? Seems like there are a lot of rebates. So I'm like, okay, I'll bite. What's going on with the water heater? He says, well, the water doesn't get as hot and blah, blah, blah.
He does know he can just ask you a question, right? It doesn't have to beat around the bush.
I said to him, look, Craig, you can get a hybrid. You know, it's a heat pump water heater. It's, you know, probably $2,000, $3,000 installed easy. But let's talk more about this electric water heater. How old is it? Well, it's 10 years old. All right. Well, I mean, it's old. It's maybe out of warranty, but really it's not that old for a water heater. I said, look, with electric water heaters, you have two coils. You have very few moving parts. You have two heating coils, one towards the top of the tank, one towards the bottom, and you have a thermostat. I said, if it's got to be one of those things if you're not getting enough hot water. And I sent him a video on how to replace his coils. So he does that. He says, okay, well, the coils are fine. All right. How about the thermostat? Well, let me check. And then, like, an hour or two later, he comes back. It worked. It worked. He says, I looked at the thermostat. It was melting. I said, I went out and bought a new one for $14, and now we have hot water. So from spending thousands on a new water heater to spending $14, that's all it took.
All right. I love it. And, Craig, just ask your question. Don't pretend you got other questions. Just ask.
So, guys, if you're hit with a big winter storm and you don't have your car tucked away in a garage, it is always a hassle to clear the snow and get that ice off your car. So to help, Leslie is going to share four quick tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, first of all, know the forecast. You know, I leave for work at Good Morning America so darn early, and there is nothing worse than a surprise snowy car at 4 a.m. when you're trying to get out the door. So plan ahead and do so by parking strategically. You want to park kind of at the end of your driveway nearest the street. This way, the distance that you have to shovel is going to be not too far. It's also smart to put your windshield wipers up so they don't freeze to the car window. Now, Tom, you kind of learned this one the hard way, right?
Yeah, actually, I did. And I was really surprised, too, because I think I had the front window, the front windshield wipers picked up, but not the one on the back of the SUV. And it actually froze to the window, and it broke the entire window on the car. So I had actually replaced
it. That's crazy.
So I'll never do that again.
Yeah, seriously, guys, you know, learn from Tom here. That is an expensive mistake to make. Next, when you're clearing your car and getting ready to head out on the road, try to get off as much snow as you can. Use a long-handled broom to get the snow off the top of your car before you open the door. I mean, that's going to help you avoid all that wet snow that falls right in. And don't forget to clear the snow around your headlights and your taillights. I always hate it when people don't get all the snow off of the roof of the car, whether it's a big car or a little car, and it kind of flies at you behind them in a sheet. So get all of that off. Now, if you find that your driver door is frozen shut, here's a trick. You can use WD-40 to free up that frozen lock. Again, there's 1,001 uses for that thing, and who knows? Getting rid of the frozen doors, that's another one. So definitely be prepared, guys, because we still got some snow ahead of us.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, now that you're stuck inside for the winter, have you thought about what might be stuck inside with you? Like maybe mold? We're going to share 5 simple ways to stop mold before it starts and keep your home healthy and clean all year long. That's coming up on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though...
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. We're here from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, but heard around the country, around the world as we count down to the inauguration. The show will be on the road on Monday and Tuesday, normal time slots, which is coming to you from Washington, D.C. My One Nation show is going to be on Saturday at 9 o'clock from the rooftop at 101 Constitution. Great roster of guests. Senator Roger Wicker will be there. Jim Jordan will be with us. We also will have Governor Mike Huckabee. He's going to be the new ambassador to Israel, Adam Carolla, and we're going to be dipping in and out of the fireworks and the festivities that are going to be over my right and left shoulder. That'll be coming from Washington, D.C. Josh Krasshauer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and of course, we're following the story. We thought we had a ceasefire deal that would be executed officially with the release of 9 hostages from Israel, 30, over 100, I should say, prisoners. Many murderers serving life sentences, Palestinians, Hamas people, are going to be let out in phase one of a deal before the inauguration. Now there seems to be a holdup. We'll follow that. Also on Capitol Hill today, there's going to be some nominations taking place. We're going to hear from Doug Burgum. Also, he's going to be there along with Scott Bessent, who's going to be Treasury Secretary. So they're going to have their one day of hearings, 4 or 5 hours. I don't think there'll be a lot of fireworks there. But meanwhile, if you were looking for me yesterday, I was, ironically enough, in Pennsylvania at Washington's Crossing and going over the Battle of Trenton and the historic crossing of the Delaware. And it was cold. And I would say it was about 15 degrees with wind chill factor. And I was thinking about George Washington had to do this in the middle of a nor'easter, which works to his advantage. Many of his soldiers, demoralized and depleted, were looking at the end of their service and didn't have any shoes. And they had to get in boats, make their way across the Delaware River, knock away the ice multiple times, and then walk 9 miles and take out the Hessian soldiers who were hired to fight for the British. And they did it, and they won. That is part of the American story that Ken Burns has been chronicling without peer and informing and entertaining us for decades. Now he's got a brand new six-part, 12-hour documentary coming out, calling the American Revolution. It's going to air in November to mark the beginning of the war, 1775. And Ken Burns tells that story. The award-winning documentary filmmaker joins us now. Ken, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Brian. It's great to be with you. Boy, I really felt the cold when you were talking about Washington's Crossing. We did a lot of filming there, and just try to imagine what it might have been like back then, just on Christmas Day, making that unbelievable, arduous trip. It's the series. I'm so excited to share it with you. We're just 15 blocks. I'm right now 15 blocks south of you on 6, and I'm trying to finish up the film, and we've got another 6 months to go on it. But we just had a screening, and everybody's response was really, really terrific, even to the uncompleted film. And that's one of the more powerful scenes. He actually had three different parts of his army that were going to cross, and two of them couldn't get across. And so he was the only one that could get across. Of course, he wasn't standing up in the boat, as we think so. And the only two American deaths, not casualties, there were a handful of casualties, but the only two American deaths were two people who froze to death when they just stopped in the middle of the night, in the middle of this raging storm, and just because they couldn't go on any further and fell asleep.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to go out there and see stuff. You can really picture, because of the tower that they built in 1930, what exactly Washington was looking at and how dire things looked after the Battle of Long Island, the Battle of New York that they lost, and they barely escaped with their Continental Army intact.
That's exactly right. I think people would be surprised to learn that the Battle of Long Island or the Battle of Brooklyn Heights is the largest battle of the entire Revolution, and it is a stunning and stinging defeat for Washington, who had miscalculated and left one of four passes along the Gowanus sort of rise there, the Jamaica Pass, unopened, and the British got around him and flanked him, and it was only because of a rain and then fog that came up that he was able to evacuate from Brooklyn Heights. Otherwise, the revolution might have ended right then and there. And so he loses again at Kipps Bay. He loses again at White Plains. He's, you know, rushing across New Jersey. And as you said, the enlistments are running out. And he's not going to have anybody anymore. And he feels like he has to do something. So he turns around and recrosses the Delaware River, of course, from Pennsylvania. And it's just one of these heroic moments that gives a little bit of a spark to the American cause, which could not be bleaker at this moment because of what's gone on.
But you write about the revolution, which I wasn't invited to that screening, and I'm forever going to be hurt, but I want to go to your next one. But you write that this was a war, but the American Revolution was a war for independence. We got it. A civil war, because not everybody was on board. There were loyalists, so loyalists to the crown, and a world war that impacted millions from Canada to the Caribbean and beyond. Explain that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, my first big war that I did was, as you know, and we've talked about it ever since, was on the Civil War. And that came out 35 years ago. I wasn't going to do another war. And then I got sucked into doing one on the history of World War II, a big one called The War. And before the ink was dry on that, we said we'd do Vietnam. And before the ink was dry on Vietnam in 2015, we said we're going to do revolution. And we've been working on it now for 10 years. And, the thing that we do is we accept the violence of World War II, all the 20th century wars. We accept the violence of the Civil War, and yet we protect the revolution as almost as if it's like a bug in amber, or it's a baseball card in Lucite that, you know, don't want it to be at all handled. And it's just supposed to be about great ideas, which is, of course, what it is. The most important ideas, the greatest aspirations of humankind are expressed in this. But it is a bloody, bloody civil war. So we know what the revolution is. It changes. For the first time, people are going to be not subjects, but citizens. They're going to be able to control their destiny. It's the most profound and important and consequential revolution in American history. Then it's a civil war because we don't want to admit it, but there's lots of people, at least a fifth of the population, yep, are loyalists, and they are killing us, and patriots are killing them, and it is, families are torn apart. We like to say brother against brother in the Civil War. Maybe that happened six times, but it happened in every family in the Revolution. Benjamin Franklin's own son, who was the royal governor of New Jersey, was deposed, spent time in jail, and when he was released, they assumed he'd sail for London. He started a terrorist organization to fight other patriot terrorist organizations. So he was killing patriots while patriots were killing. I mean, particularly in New Jersey and particularly in South Carolina, it is about as bad as you could get in terms of the Civil War. And then you realize that it isn't just us separating from Britain. There's this huge geopolitical thing. Our revolution really begins when Britain, be careful what you wish for, with our help, because they're our parents, wins what we call the French and Indian War, which was a global war called the Seven Years' War. And so all of a sudden, you have Britain dominant, and they can't afford to keep their territory. They've got huge war debt, and so they don't want to let settlers go beyond the Appalachian Mountains. You've got many native nations that are engaged with this, that have been made promises to. All of a sudden, France comes in, then Spain comes in, then Netherlands comes in on our side, and all of a sudden, Britain, who's just trying to keep their least profitable colonies, the 13 American seaboard colonies are the least profitable. Only Virginia and South Carolina are profitable, but we're the most populous, and we buy things, and we make things, and we trade things, and we drink tea and sugar and all this sort of stuff. They get kind of overwhelmed and realize, oh my God, with France in now and Spain in now, Gibraltar's in question, Sumatra's in question, the subcontinent, India is in question, and their most profitable North American colonies are the ones in Jamaica and Barbados, and they're threatened now by all of these geopolitical stuff. So all of a sudden you begin, you know, what begins as a disagreement between Englishmen over Indian land and taxes and representation blows up into this global war that has unbelievable consequences.
And if you remember, it's so important that you bring this up, because the French Indian War, 1754 to 1763, we're fighting with the British. Washington is with the British. He's trying to get he's got a British command. So we know these guys. They know each other.
You have no idea how much it is. The French and Indian War starts when the British commandeer the Virginia militia, and they go out with some Indian allies to find a French and an Indian camp in what is, you know, the wilds of the Ohio River Valley. And they sneak up to the camp, and they fire into them. And if one observer is correct, the first person to fire in was a 22-year-old militia officer named George Washington. He is the person who fires the first start in a conflagration that we call the French and Indian War that will become what is a global conflict called the Seven Years' War. And then later on, he's captured and defeated. It's the only time he ever surrenders in his life. He then is given another chance, and he expertly exits himself from another ambush where Braddock is killed at Pittsburgh, and he wants a commission in the British Army, and they don't want to give it to him. He's just an American. And the snobbery, the kind of infuriating snobbery about what he was, is the first, like, uh-oh, along with the larger issues of, you know, Britain has now got the most far-flung empire on earth. Be careful what you wish for, because how do you pay for it? How do you protect the citizens, particularly those who want to spill over the Appalachians and just take Indian land? And the Native Americans are, of course, not, you know, particularly disposed to having their homelands, which they've had for tens of thousands of years, disrupted. So you've got this great dynamic that's going on. And while you want to say it's just about powdered wigs in Philadelphia thinking great thoughts, and it is, the dynamic of what's going on, you know, the Brits try a strategy once the war is beginning where even though they're totally committed to slavery, the man who issues this proclamation, Lord Dunmore, says, if you're a slave of a patriot, of a rebel, I will give you your freedom. If you're a slave of a loyalist, you can't have your freedom. So, and by the way, I'm not giving up my slaves. So what you have is the dynamic of slavery is suddenly 20% of the American population is black. And so there are some free blacks, some runaways, obviously, and enslaved people who then become their own dynamic force in the history of the state.
So
it cannot be more interesting. And by the way, that screening was an internal screening. We'll invite you in when we feel like we can show our dirty laundry.
I felt crushed. For a moment, I was no longer in the cool crowd.
No, right. Brother. No.
So Ken, hang out 1 second if you could. I want a little bit more about this. But again, to review, it doesn't come out till November, but it's The American Revolution, the name of the series. It is a 6-part, 12-hour series directed by Ken Burns, Sarah Botstein, and David Schmidt, written by Jeffrey Ward. More of a glimpse into that series. And as we come up on year 250, what we can expect as a country. Don't move. You listen to Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his new amazing watches. A true collector's item. Very limited. They will sell out. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. Now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember, gettrumpwatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of history. Go now to gettrumpwatches.com and get your watch today. Celebrate President Trump's return with these limited edition beautiful new Trump watches.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth LLC. See gettrumpwatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to gettrumpwatches.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Medical students from New Jersey who offer haircuts to patients makes the Dean's List. They call themselves the Bergen Barbers, named after the street in Newark, New Jersey, where the University Hospital is located. The program was started a few years ago by a student named Vaishali Ravikumar. He wanted to give haircuts, detangling treatments, and a shave for the men who were in the hospital for long periods of time. Vaishali came up with the idea as a third-year student while taking care of trauma surgery patients. He saw one man's long matted hair and unruly beard making him uncomfortable, so he gathered supplies from the hospital and gave the patient a haircut. It meant such a great deal to the man, and Vaishali never forgot that. That's when the idea came for the Bergen Barbers, and the doctors learned how to use a clipper and give a basic haircut. It's little things like that that sometimes make a big difference in someone's life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering. Aaron hits it. That's it. It's a home run. Here's a cloudy boy.
is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes, and you're really tested, when you take some knocks, some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. America's egg supply is taking a hit from reported cases of bird flu. The Department of Agriculture says egg production fell off across the country by 4% in November compared to the previous year. The department says the number of egg-laying hens was also down 3%. Fewer eggs also means higher costs at the grocery store. As the Consumer Price Index shows, egg prices rose 8.2% in November from last year. Industry experts say prices will continue to rise in 2025 if bird flu case persists. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says bird flu has caused outbreaks in both poultry and dairy cows in the U.S., with several recent human cases in dairy and poultry workers. The CDC notes the public health risk is low, and they continue to watch the situation carefully, working with states to monitor people with animal exposures. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, CJ Papa, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A few more minutes with Ken Burns. He's pumped up, but he's always pumped up. But he's got a brand new 6-part, 12-hour documentary called The American Revolution. And essentially, it's even got him excited. It doesn't come out till November. We want to get ahead of it a little because, remember, the war started. You know, we had the Declaration of Independence in 1776. But, Ken, the war starts in 1775.
This April 19th is when Lexington and Concord takes place, and we wanted to honor that the 250th anniversary of the title of our film, The American Revolution, is this year. And that's an important thing to do. And as you know, in July 4th, we'll be leading up to 2026, the 250th. You always have a danger that things get simplified and drowned in sort of fife and drum treacle, and we forget the complex and inspirational message of it. So this is a film about the American Revolution. It'll cover all the battles, you know, from Trenton to Bunker's Hill to, you know, Lexington and Concord, but also Cowpens and Guilford Courthouse in South Carolina, Charleston, you know, Yorktown, of course, Brandywine. Right. All of these battles will be there. But we thought it would be good to have this lead off the beginnings of the celebration so that we could really be versed in the complexity of it and the just enormously complicated and thrilling story that is the American Revolution.
So Ken, I think it's so important that people understand our unique history and be proud of it. It doesn't mean everything's perfect. It's a journey.
No. We call, as you know, we talked this before. I call balls and strikes, you know? If Washington makes a mistake, we tell it. If this happens, we say it. But at the same time, you know, it can't just be a pendulum swinging backwards. Either all good or it's all bad. Both of those do not give a full picture of it. If you pretend it's all just, you know, light and beauty and whatever, you've missed it. And you missed great drama and great characters and great complications and in stories and individuals and character. And if you just make it all bad and revisionist, you've thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
Right. So, Ken, do you think we're over with the fever broke? We're done with condemning America. We're done with pulling down statues. We're now understanding them that nobody on a pedestal is perfect, but they did extraordinary things for the most case in their time.
The historian Jane Kaminsky says it really well. You know, as we're dealing and have to deal with the fact that George Washington, the father of our country, without whom many historians in our film and, in fact, African-American historians say we don't have a country without him. He's the leader. You know, they don't believe in great men theories of history, but guess what? This is a great man who did that. When we deal with the fact that he owned other human beings, you just say you don't tear it down. We're all, you know, these are not perfect marble
people
figures.
Of their times.
And what they, and it's not just people of their time. They're just complex as you are complex and I'm complex. And do we have contradictions? Walt Whitman said, yes, you know, I contradict myself. So all of that is part of calling balls and strikes. You know, you take a Reggie Jackson or a Mickey Mantle or a Babe Ruth, they strike out a lot. They also hit a lot of home runs.
Right.
So what are you going to tell? We're going to tell the home runs, but we're also going to tell the strikeouts. And it doesn't diminish in any way the importance of these figures at all.
Right. And Ken, finally, I really believe we're going to celebrate 250. In America.
Yeah.
I remember I was only in sixth grade, but I remember 1776. So 1776, everything. Are you concerned at all that we're not going to fully understand how great this country is?
No, I think and that's why I really wanted to have this come out ahead of time, because I think the greatness comes from the complexity. I believe that this film and the 250 can help bring us together. Everything we do now is divided. It's all about, you know, red state or blue state, young or old, gay or straight, you know, rich or poor, east or whatever it is. We're always trying to find out what divides us. And what we share in common,
right,
as you know, as good as me, is our shared history. That's what we have. And when we can feel ownership with it, whoever you are within this story of America, it gets you a chance to sort of kick away all of the stuff that we use on a daily basis to sort of beat up, score points on the other side and things like that. And I think we have the opportunity to come together.
Ken Burns, can't wait for the American Revolution 6-part, 12-hour documentary coming out in November. Thanks so much for the unique preview, Ken. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Brian. Take care.
All right. It's really nice of you to share this time and give that exclusive look. Right now, Governor DeSantis' big address. We'll tell you what it is.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices.
So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So we're watching as Governor DeSantis is about to announce who he's going to pick to fill Marco Rubio's seat. This was the story. The other open seat is happening in Ohio because Vice President Pence is no longer Senator. Excuse me, Pence. Vice President J.D. Vance is no longer Senator Vance. So they are. There's a big push now from Mar-a-Lago to get Vivek Ramaswamy to get that job. And Governor DeWine went and visited Trump in Florida. And one of the things DeWine said is, we need somebody that's going to win re-election. So I need somebody that's going to have the best chance of winning re-election. Because you can never take Ohio for granted, even though it's going more and more red. Now Governor DeSantis is going to decide what's happening with Rubio's seat. If you saw him yesterday, he's going to fly through with maybe 90 votes in the Senate as Secretary of State. And he says he's going to work in the Senate up until the last day. So it made it easier for Governor DeSantis. So in a moment, they're going to announce his pick. Let's bring in Josh Krasshauer, Fox News radio political analyst, and editor-in-chief of Jewish Insider. And some idiot just jumped in front of our camera. It's going to be okay, it's going to be AG Ashley Moody is going to be named to replace Marco Rubio. So there you go. Josh, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, that's a good pick. I mean, it's a name that we'd heard about for quite some time. Very conventional pick, has had a great political record winning elections as attorney general in the state of Florida. And it has got support in both MAGA world and among conventional conservatives. So not a surprise. Moody's been the name floating around Florida Republican circles for a few weeks now, but it is now official. And yeah, it'll be Rick Scott and Ashley Moody representing the Florida delegation in Congress and in the Senate.
It's always good to have a woman in there and increase those numbers and fight back against stereotypes. That's a white man's Republican Party. But just to quit, even though they're the least politically correct party that I can remember at this point especially, But with Ashley Moody going there, now she'll serve his next 4 years, right? I think Rubio had one in the midterms last time. So he's got four more years?
I'd have to double check. Oftentimes there's a special election that is before the full term expires, but I need to double check on the Florida election law. But she certainly will be there for the next 2 years at least. And then that's quite a bit of time, especially with Republicans holding the majority in the House and Senate to get quite a bit done for both Florida and the country.
So what about the Ohio seat? What are you hearing?
Well, look, you mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy's name. The fact that DeWine made a reference to electability, I think, is a notable tell right there. Look, Ramaswamy certainly is the favorite in a lot of MAGA Trump circles, but there are worries, and I've seen polling showing that he may not be the most electable candidate. And if Sherrod Brown decided to run again for his old Senate seat, I wouldn't be surprised to show Brown very competitive against Ramaswamy. And I think we've been talking, I'm sure you talked about this on the show, when Ramaswamy got a little bit of controversy this past month with a Twitter thread about H-1B visas, and he was talking about sort of American culture, not producing the type of top talent that other countries had. It drew a lot of controversy from certain parts of the right in a way that could come back to haunt him politically if he did run statewide in Ohio. So, look, Ohio is a more Republican state than it's been in quite some time. Trump won the state easily. I think any Republican would probably start out as the favorite. But based on what I'm hearing in the political world, most Republicans would probably be almost a guarantee to win the Senate seat, hold J.D. Vance's Senate seat. Ramaswamy might be a little trickier, and that's on the mind of Mike DeWine.
Well, we know he can talk, and we know how bright he is. We know he's got the business background, and we know he definitely has ambition. So I want to talk about Joe Biden last night. He surprised me in a lot of things. Number one, he's still vilifying the rich. Rich got to pay their fair share. Oh, my goodness. Are we done with that yet? And then he said this. Cut 21.
I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. This is a dangerous concentration, and that's a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. And the dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy.
Wow. Okay. So is he referring to David Sachs, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Sergey Brin, Sam Walton? Is that what he's talking about? Altman?
Well, he called it the tech industrial complex, which is interesting, Brian, because that was a sort of a homage to Dwight Eisenhower, the military industrial complex speech he gave in 1960. But that was about the government and the military kind of working hand in hand. And as we know, Brian, as we've talked about so much, one of the big controversies in Biden's administration is that it was the government and the tech companies working hand in hand to censor or regulate certain types of speech. So it is a little odd to use that formulation when one of the bigger problems, I think, when we look at the history of the Biden administration is the collusion between government and some of these very powerful monopolies in tech that was advanced by the administration itself. Now, there are larger issues, AI, the future of media. There are a lot of issues that Biden was alluding to, and I think there are serious issues in terms of where the media landscape is in a decade. Where AI, are we going to win the AI war, or is China going to win the AI war? What kind of these deep fakes that are getting awfully realistic? I think that's going to be an issue down the road. So I think there are legitimate issues, but I found it kind of ironic that the language Biden used was actually the main criticism that Republicans were talking about when they looked at Facebook and Meta and other social media platforms working with the government to regulate news and speech that was very much in the mainstream.
So here's an example. If the Democrats want to know, or if Joe Biden wants to know, where they lost, for now, Silicon Valley and the AI bros, maybe it's interactions like this. Cut 32, Mark Zuckerberg with Joe Rogan.
It was during the Biden administration when they were trying to roll out the vaccine program. They push us super hard to take down things that were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. Basically, these people from the Biden administration would call up our team and scream at them and curse.
So why wouldn't they? And we heard this over and over again with them trying to put the brakes and parameters and bumpers on AI. We're going to pick this company. You're not going to be able to do this. And they thought to themselves, between that and the clampdown on crypto, it's in their best interest to at least give Trump a shot. And Trump was willing to listen. And that's why they're going to be on the stage. I don't necessarily think they want to take over America. And just fascinating to think that's the last thing on his – that's the last thing he wants us to remember of him.
Yeah, one of the underappreciated stories of the Biden administration is that, unlike other Democratic, unlike Barack Obama's presidency, unlike other Democratic leaders in the past, this was the most hostile administration when it came to regulating tech and really putting the horn. And the tech was all these companies, even Twitter, it was all liberal. This was all Democratic. These all were dominated by Democrats, both in their employees, their leadership, their donations. That changed, especially in the final couple of years of the Biden administration. I've listened to Mark Andreessen, one of the big, very brilliant innovators in the tech space, who was, I think he's moved to the right, but was at one time in that center-left space. And he has said that a lot of the regulations that the administration put on AI and really prevented the U.S. in competing against China was in that space was one of the big factors that have moved a lot of these tech leaders into Trump's camp, and why you're seeing a lot of the money and inauguration parties and Bombadeus. You'll see a lot of these prominent tech CEOs at the Trump inaugural. So, like, this was a decision by, you have Lina Khan, by the way, putting up, you know, really trying to file lawsuits and really regulate to the nth degree a lot of these companies, and they got sick of it, and they pushed the companies, many of them, to the right. So that's a decision by Biden. I actually thought it was interesting. Biden did mention the competition in his speech last night with China. And one of the arguments that a lot of the tech leaders make is that by regulating AI, by putting, you know, kind of hampering the ability for our own domestic AI companies to innovate, it actually lets China win in that space. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I mean, I think that's going to be the big question going forward. Like, can you regulate AI? Is the toothpaste out of the tube? And what are the risks for us and, you know, as a country? What does this mean for our future? But, like, it's contradictory. If Biden is saying that, you know, he wants us to beat China in the AI race, which I think he said last night, that you don't want to put limits and regulations on our own domestic technology industry.
Yeah, you want to be responsible, because we hear about the dangers from people that know the most. And now we put David Sachs in charge there, and he knows as much as anybody. He also knows these guys, their friends and their rivals. So we just hope they're doing it for patriotic reasons, Josh. Finally, about the ceasefire, what do you understand as editor-in-chief of Jewish Insider happened? Because the word is, I got two things. I got one, that that Hamas tried to squeeze in some of the real additional murderers into those that are going to be released. And the other one I heard is that Netanyahu, and that Netanyahu put the brakes on. And then the other one was they feel they can get Hamas could get a better deal.
Yeah. I think Biden said yesterday that the deal that looks like it's going to be struck, though it's still not official yet, is very similar to what he proposed in the spring. And there is some truth to that. I think Trump did put, Hamas is, you know, some of the people that are going to be released as part of the deal are some of the worst terrorists and murderers and have blood on their hands. It's a painful price for Israelis to pay, even though they're receiving at least, 32, 33 hostages being released in the first phase of the deal. I think a lot of Israelis want the hostages to come home. They're wary about the price that's going to be paid in order to do that. But look, Trump, make no mistake, like, Trump put a little bit of pressure on Bibi Netanyahu. He sent Steve Witkoff to the region, and he was working very closely with the Biden negotiators to put a little bit of pressure on Bibi to get the deal done. So what Biden couldn't do, like, he you know, didn't have the sort of a Nixon goes to China moment vis-a-vis Trump, where Biden tried, all of his team tried to, you know, cut a deal, and they couldn't do it, and it took a little bit of pressure, I think, and pushing the Israelis to make a deal that they may not have been totally enthusiastic about, which is coming to fruition right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, they were celebrating like crazy in the streets, and that bothered the Israelis. And this is also what their spokesperson said, hardly contrite, who feels as though they learned their lesson.
What happened on October 7th, a miracle, a military achievement, and a security achievement carried out by Al-Qassam Brigade, will remain a source of pride for our people and our resistance that will be passed down from generation to generation after it struck a fatal blow to the enemy.
Doesn't seem like they learned their lesson.
Yeah, I mean, look, this may be a bad deal, but it's one that may have been necessary to make given how painful and how frankly dire the situation was for many of the hostages that are still alive being held in dungeons and tunnels in Gaza. This was always the price that I think Israel knew it would have to pay. You give up some of its military gains and ability to really punish Hamas in order to get hostages home. It's a very painful price. And I think the big important detail to come under the Trump administration is, will they allow Israel to continue fighting against Hamas and really continuing to make sure that they don't have power in Gaza and that there's not a threat from Gaza into Israel like we saw so horribly on October 7th.
Josh, I think one of the reasons why he'd do it, because he thinks that that Trump would back him if they had to go back, because we know Hamas is great at one thing, and that's breaking their word. And they would do it again. And they've lost 17,000 fighters, and they think they won. Crazy.
That's right, Brian. But the difficult thing is that not all the hostages are going to be released in the first phase of the deal. So if the next phase would essentially allow Hamas to stay in power, take fruition, not all the hostages would come home even as part of this deal. So it's very – Trump did say inauguration day, all the hostages would be home or else they'll be held to pay. Well, we may see some hostages come home, but it may be harder to get the remaining hostages out of Gaza.
Fascinating time. So, again, Ashley Moody is going to replace Marco Rubio in the Senate. She is the AG over in Florida, and Governor DeSantis made that selection. Josh, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his new amazing watches. A true collector's item. Very limited. They will sell out. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. Now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember, gettrumpwatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of history. Go now to gettrumpwatches.com and get your watch today. Celebrate President Trump's return with these limited edition beautiful new Trump watches.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth LLC. See gettrumpwatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to gettrumpwatches.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 8-year-old skateboarder from Arizona who helped save a kitten makes today's Dean's List. Zion Berry from Yuma is being hailed as a hero as he recently was at a park with his mom and saw a group of kids that were using a stray kitten as a football, tossing it back and forth. Zion decided to run up to the group and offer his skateboard in exchange for the little kitten. The kids agreed, and Zion and his mom then took the cat to the Humane Society to be looked over. He was not physically hurt, but was suffering from a respiratory infection that required one of his eyes to be removed. Zion wanted to make sure that the kitten was cared for, and with permission from his parents, adopted him and named him Peaches. Peaches is now fully recovered in his forever home, surrounded by love and care. Meanwhile, the Humane Society of Yuma, along with a skateboard retailer, surprised Zan with a gift card to replace the skateboard he gave away to save Peaches. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox
Cross Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Post Malone is being praised for delivering a Christmas miracle to a single mom working as a bartender in a local Texas dive bar following his performance in Houston. At the Texans game, Malone rolled into the bar alongside Shaboozy, who also performed at the Beyonce halftime show. When he learned his bill had been covered by his crew and some regulars at the bar, Malone had Brene Brown ring him up for any amount so he could leave her a tip. The 36-year-old charged him $1, bringing his total plus tip to $20,001. Realizing that he just gave her a 20 grand tip, the single mom of a 9-year-old immediately broke down crying. She posted a pic of the two of them together on her Instagram, writing, "Going into work Christmas Eve, I was so sad I had to leave my baby girl, oblivious that God would send me a Christmas miracle." That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think if you look at all of this in context, if the president had to choose between a peace agreement or high approval numbers, he would choose a peace agreement every time. Now, like any president, he'd rather have both. But this is a president who's been dedicated to doing what was right. And I think that what you saw today is emblematic of his 4 years as president.
Wow. And that is Anita Dunn, who was a spokesperson for Joe Biden for a while and did a lot of work for Obama, hates Fox. I think she can't even spin it positively. Does that seem enthusiastic to you? And some of his remarks yesterday about social media, you got to be kidding me. Steve, over in South Carolina. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Brian, thanks for taking my call. I'm usually venting my frustrations with that overweight.
Jimmy Fallon? That's what he calls himself, by the way. You're not insulting.
Exactly. No, that's a compliment because it's using one of his lines. And I listen to you both. I got a long drive to get into base where I fly out of. But listen, I listened this morning while I was running out the door, and the hair stands up on the back of my neck listening to Biden with his
talk about the oligarchs, the social media oligarchs.
Who's an oligarch when you have a bunch of shell companies and you're funneling money in, because your so-called, son, has all this oil expertise and so forth, or using the social media to hide the same son's laptop and say it was a Russian plant. It's always such a it's good for them, but not us. It's a double standard.
Well, I'll give you something else, Steve. Did you hear him talk about people paying their fair share of taxes while his son is sitting to his left who didn't pay taxes and was going to go to jail because of it? And then had some sugar daddy pay his back taxes, but knowingly lied to his accountant in order to avoid paying while he was off drugs, by the way. And he's yelling at us to pay our fair share. Thanks, Steve. George in Missouri. Hey, George.
Hi, Brian. I think Michelle Obama is the leader, has taken the leadership role of the Democrat Party.
Why?
Well, for one thing, the Obamas never left Washington. She's female and black, and Democrats have been pushing that position for the last 10 years. Where this is going to, well, also, she gave a cold shoulder to Trump, by the way, which Democrats like. But where this is going to fail, she has no experience. The old Democrat planks that all burned up with California.
Michelle Obama is the only one who is MIA. She doesn't like politics. She believes that. She gave the angriest address at the DNC imaginable, condemns Donald Trump, and didn't want to sit next to him at Jimmy Carter's funeral, so she didn't show and will not go to the inaugural because essentially she wants to be consistent. She thinks he's a terrible person. Awful person, hates him as a leader and individual, doesn't like Melania, I don't think, either. And she made that clear in her book. So she says she's not going to go, but Barack's going to go, and I guess he's going to make – I think he kind of likes Trump, judging by the body language the other day. But I think, George, I appreciate your point of view, but I can't agree with it. I think if there's one person that made it clear they were out and they were never in, it's Michelle Obama. And when it comes to these funerals – just because you're married to a guy that was once president doesn't mean you got to show up everywhere. I mean, she probably barely knew Jimmy Carter. She's hanging out in Hawaii, and now she's got to go fly back and sit next to Donald Trump, who she doesn't like. And Donald Trump was probably thrilled to sit next to President Obama as opposed to somebody that dislikes him. So we'll see. I know this. Ashley Moody's going to fill in Marco Rubio's seat. We are in a pause over in Israel on the ceasefire deal. There are protests in the streets protesting the contents of phase one of the ceasefire deal in Israel.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Inaugural festivities are taking place this weekend ahead of Monday's swearing-in ceremony. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has this special report.
President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance are in Washington for weekend events leading up to Inauguration Day, including receptions with guests and cabinet members. On Sunday, Trump is scheduled to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery before heading to a rally at Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The rally will be followed by a private dinner. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRN at townhall.com, Julie Walker reports Donald Trump says he's most likely will give TikTok a 90-day extension to avoid a U.S. ban.
President-elect Donald Trump says he most likely would give TikTok 90 more days to work out a deal that would allow the app to avoid a U.S. ban. Trump said Saturday in an NBC News interview that he had not decided what to do. The Biden administration said it was up to Trump. TikTok said Friday it would go dark in the U.S. Sunday if the Biden administration did not issue a definitive statement on TikTok following Friday's Supreme Court ruling upholding the ban, which was based on national security concerns. Then Saturday, the U.S. government said TikTok's threat was a stunt and that there was no reason for it to go dark, but instead wait for Trump to take office Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
TikTok's app was removed from prominent app stores earlier this evening, just before a federal law that would have banned it. Kenya has deployed 217 more troops to Haiti as part of a Kenya-led multinational force to curb gang violence. The forces left Kenya yesterday. Kenya's first sent officers to Haiti in June, and the total deployment now exceeds 600. You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. Just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
President Biden continues to exercise the power to pardon, and he's commuting the sentences of some 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. Jennifer King has more.
Biden says he will continue to review more cases in the time before the Trump inauguration. This action is an important step toward righting historic wrongs, Biden says, correcting sentencing disparities and providing deserving individuals the opportunity to return to their families and communities after too much time behind bars. The announcement comes amid questions over whether Biden might issue preemptive pardons for allies the White House fears could be targeted by Trump's incoming administration. Jennifer King, Washington.
Friday's clemency actions gave Biden the presidential record for most individual pardons. The Democrat says he's seeking to undo disappropriately long sentences compared to the sentences they would receive today under current law, policy, and practice. You'll find more news, analysis, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Not all the people fighting in the L.A. fires are professionals.
More than 1,000 inmates are fighting the fires that have killed dozens and destroyed thousands of homes. One man serving a 4-year sentence for a drunk driving incident that injured someone says firefighting helps him right the wrongs that I have done. Inmates carry very heavy gear while hiking for hours in rugged terrain. They become firefighters for the chance to cut time off their sentences and at the same time to get outside the prison walls for just a while. Jason Walker reporting.
Preparations have been made for the Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Mediator Qatar says it will go into effect. Sunday morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a national address that the country is treating the ceasefire as temporary and retains the right to continue fighting if necessary. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. From 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have a lot of breaking news, but if you're looking for our mayor in New York City, keep looking. He is at Mar-a-Lago meeting with the president-elect, who this morning, we understand, had a call with President Xi of China, who was invited to the inaugural, and they said they're going to send a higher-up to go represent China. So, you know, China, you know, it's pretty clear President Trump is going to be taking on China in trade. He understands the threat. They understand they're basically doing military operations to invade Taiwan. We also know that they're creating havoc in the Middle East, and they are supporting Russia, all against American interests. But President Trump says, hey, let's deal with this thing head on. We don't know the context of the call, but we do know this. The Supreme Court has just upheld a federal law that would ban the TikTok in the U.S. and is going to be banned in 2 days unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. The unsigned fast-track decision means enforcement of the statute would likely go into effect Sunday, forcing the company to potentially stop U.S. operations. It's a free speech dispute, they say, that pits one of the world's largest social media apps against the security concerns of America. And free speech for a China company, anything about free and speech and China don't mix. It was unclear whether Biden would now be prepared to take executive action, delaying the enforcement of the ban. He signed a law last year that was passed by a large bipartisan majorities in Congress. You know that. Well, since that time, Donald Trump has decided to sign up for it. He was kind of bitter against the American social media companies from banning him and then says, you know what, let's extend it and try to solve this myself. So the Supreme Court said, no, this is legislation. No reason to stop it. No reason to pause it. Sell it. And I'm not sure if they're just going to let it go dark. 170 million users. With me right now is Andrew Gruhl, chef founder of the popular Slapfish restaurant chain, and now the author of the Gruhl Family Cookbook, hosts a weekly cooking show. And if you've seen the tragedy of the natural disasters and wildfires in Los Angeles, even though it didn't affect him directly, he's helping directly by turning his restaurants and his parking lots into places to feed where people can sleep in their cars in the parking lot and be safe. Huntington Beach is not affected, but Andrew's taken action for the people in and around his area. Andrew, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
First off, you're very active on social media.
Yep.
But you're not on TikTok.
I am on TikTok. I just don't use it.
Yeah. But this is 170 million users, more than Instagram, more than Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess it's going to be a major story.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't even know how their kids are going to be able to operate these days. Everything's about TikTok, you know.
TikTok
trends, TikTok dance, TikTok this. I got four kids, and they don't use TikTok, but they hear about TikTok.
Right. Do you intentionally not use it?
Even though it's
got this evidently this great algorithm?
Well, it doesn't have a great algorithm, in my opinion. That's the thing. That's why I don't use it, is that every single time. So I always pepper between all my cooking content and my commentary on, like, you know, political commentary, cultural lifestyle, et cetera. All my cooking content gets pushed, but then all my commentary gets suppressed.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so it's very interesting, and I've been hit one or two times strikes, right, like COVID stuff. So it's like once they started filtering me, they're just as bad as YouTube, Facebook, Meta, all that. I stopped using it.
Well, I think it's great, and that's fascinating to find out because we know with people being shadow banned in with X, which was Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
But Mike Gallagher, former Marine, used to be on the Intelligence Committee, had the China Committee. He said every single intelligence community official that testified before his committee suggested under its current ownership, TikTok is a threat to national security. And then I could point to a bunch of Democrats who say the same exact thing. And then we have the other facts about it show that representatives of the Chinese government oversee TikTok, and there's a rule in China that all algorithms, all intelligence, all IP has to be shared with the government upon request. So anyone who says it's not shared with China, this Operation Texas that they have, is just not being transparent about it. But let's talk about the other thing that's taken place, and that is the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. I've seen the pictures. We've seen the overhead shots, the drone shots. What's it like living it?
It's even worse. I mean, it's apocalyptic out there. I remember on the first night when the fires were raging and we actually were driving up to the Pasadena Convention Center. We were bringing a whole bunch of meals and supplies up there. It was me, my wife, my four kids. We were all driving up and going into Pasadena. There was not a single car in sight. There was just ambulances passing us left and right. It was apocalyptic. We pulled up to the convention center and they had just evacuated all these nursing homes. So it was just ambulances surrounding the convention center, people in gurneys getting rolled in, people kind of wandering around on the outside trying to figure out what was going on, and it only got worse thereafter. I mean, it's nuts. It really is, but there's been no response, right? Like, it's just people figuring it out on their own.
So what did you do?
Well, we opened up our restaurant and our parking lot to anybody who had evacuated Los Angeles to come down, have a meal, figure out where they were going next. We would help try and coordinate the logistics. That turned into us also accepting donations to try and get up to places like the Dream Center, the Convention Center. Plus, we now have a full operation, so we've got contact with a lot of the front lines. And we put out two bins in front of the restaurant. We're like, we'll do a small drive. Okay, two bins turned into one Amazon truck.
What do you mean bins?
Just big boxes. We're like, we'll collect, you know, paper towels, supplies. That turned into a full Amazon Amazon truck, then two Amazon trucks, then three. We now, for the past week, we've had five full box trucks that have been donated to us that we've been driving supplies all the way up to Los Angeles. We've done probably over 500 meals a day. We've had 300 plus volunteers working in the restaurant, because what people are doing from all around the country, since my message kind of went viral, is that they've been shipping products, you know, $5, $10 at a time. And then we've been opening all those packages and then repackaging them into boxes to get them to the right people. So that in and of itself takes 50 volunteers in the front of our restaurant.
And, Andrew, you don't complain, you don't say anything, but it's coming out of your pocket, a lot of this, right? I mean,
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a 501c3, right? So we don't have a fund of money ready to provide relief for people. However, people have been buying gift cards to the restaurants. We had a lot of product donated to us. Santa Clarita Beef, which is a phenomenal beef farm out in California, they drove from Bakersfield, which, you know, is like 4 hours into Huntington Beach. They drove 500 pounds of beef to donate to us, which we then cooked and we provided. We've been providing real meals to everybody, right? We're doing real good food, not just bags of Fritos and, you know, ramen.
Where's the government on this? Where's the city? Where's the state?
Well, that's the point. They're absolutely nowhere. You know, I always say, right, in the first phase of any disaster, the government is just going to be tripping over themselves. And that's why we as small business owners and family-run business have to step in and actually get help to the people who need it. All they've been doing is fighting. I mean, if you look at it, every press conference, I got people looking to see where the fires are going, where can we go for relief, but instead, it's the fire chief fighting with the mayor, or it's, you know, Gavin Newsom making excuses about how we're out there spreading misinformation. No information, no help.
So here is what Dean Cain said, who lived there forever, one of the few conservatives to speak out, went to Las Vegas for quality of life, cut 31.
I've been screaming for that for years now. It's the reason I left California. I saw the writing on the wall. I knew it was coming. So there's no possible way I was going to stay and have to deal with this. And unfortunately, everybody is. But, you know, Gavin Newsom, he's a slimy politician. He's going to say whatever he wants to say. The reality is, you know, like, you're an NFL football coach and you have your team and you get ready to go. He said, we've got everything wonderful, and you go into the Super Bowl and you lose 56-0, you lost. You're going to get fired. So his performance here is terrible. He should be gone.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a governor go in there and, yeah, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I got to find out what's wrong. Excuse me? Find out what's wrong. You're the governor of a state. And it was explained to me by Governor Sununu and Governor Chris Christie is that, yeah, you can't be in every city. We get it. But you talk to those mayors and you tabletop things that could happen. If you're not prepared for an earthquake or a fire in California, you're in the wrong state.
Well, not only that, it's always about excuses, right? But this time it all comes up to the top. He has nobody else to blame for this. And right now he's trying to kind of do this, like, reckoning, and he's trying to manipulate the reality of things he's out there doing his slick talk with kind of green backgrounds that are fake. You know, this isn't the time for politics right now. Just look at the way DeSantis handles hurricanes, going into the hurricane and coming out of the hurricane as an example of management. You're right. But we've got Let me use an example, right? I'm in Huntington Beach, California. We got the resources in Huntington Beach, California, a very conservative city. They're suing the state. They could be helping with the response up in Los Angeles. Nothing from the governor, nothing from any of the people in charge. However, on day one, when we ran out of space in our parking lot and we had no trucks to drive the products up to Los Angeles, the chief of police came down. He took two public works trucks offline. He had his workers load them up from our restaurant and drive them up to the Dream Center in Los Angeles to distribute all the goods. That's how a city can work with leadership, but Newsom is nowhere to be found in that regard.
So they say the fire department has approximately 3,500 firefighters responsible for the city of 4 million. That works out less than one firefighter per 1,000 residents. Other major cities have closer to two firefighters per residents. That's an analysis of the 10 largest cities in the country. And then you have the police chief saying, I told you if you cut the budget, we're not going to be able to serve the people. And they're saying that outright, to the point where the mayor met with the fire chief, and the word was the fire chief was fired. And then they go, quickly, we can't fire him. So they quickly said, oh, that never happened. But you know that happened. And you also know that at least 75 trucks are disabled. No mechanics to fix them. No money to repair them. How much would have 75 more fire trucks have helped?
Well, you got the fire trucks, you got the water issue, right? You've got the electricity, you've got just the overall management. You have all the fire officials who weeks ago were saying that there's going to be a massive catastrophe and people are going to lose their lives. I mean, the writing was on the wall, quite literally. I remember 3 days before this came in, right? There was all this news about these deadly Santa Ana winds are coming. And when you know when there's a Santa Ana wind coming, there's going to be a fire. I said to my wife, this is going to be really bad. These winds are supposed to be horrific. You know, hopefully there's not a fire. I'm down in Orange County. I'm not a weatherman, right? I love to hang out with Janice Dean, but I'm no weatherman. I knew there were going to be fires. everybody knew. And yet, Bass is out of town. She's nowhere to be found. The management of Los Angeles is completely inept. I call it an ineptocracy of management. And now they all want to kind of rewrite history. That's what's hilarious about it. So all these press conferences have been devoted to rewriting history, to trying to their publicity, their PR, you know, especially with like the fire chief, as you just mentioned, as opposed to providing information about the resources that are available for the people who lost their homes, who lost absolutely everything, because none of that information is out there.
Do you know what is out there? They spent $50 million over the last 2 weeks Trump-proofing. Yeah. California, Trump-proofing to get ready to fight back and preserve the rights of illegal immigrants, many of which are criminals. They say we don't disseminate between the two. What could you have done with $50 million? You're taking $500,000 out of your pocket, your business. Do you think $50 million would help instead of getting rich lawyers richer as they mind meld into finding some way to outthink Donald Trump's attorneys?
Well, and when I hear any number that large, $50 million, I know for a fact 90% of it is going back into the California slush fund, the cronies, right? It's going in some way, it's enriching the politicians in California. That's a fact. Everybody knows that's the algorithm of how politics works in California. And that's interesting because if you tie that into this conversation about the direct relief coming from the feds or potentially coming from the feds, everyone's saying we shouldn't be giving money to California unless there's strict oversight on that money. I couldn't agree with that more. If you gave California $100 billion right now to try and fix what's happened as a result of these fires, I guarantee you $99 million, you know, or $1 billion, or whatever the number is going to go into the pockets of the California politicians. I mean, not quite literally, however, for their pet projects or for fixing their previous problems. And $1 million or $1 billion, whatever the number is going to actually get to the people.
So, by the way, that voice you hear, and hopefully you're watching, Andrew Gruhl, chef, founder of the Starfish Restaurants. He's also got a book out, author of the Gruhl Family Cookbook, because they cook together, and now they all have passions. So another thing you could do, you find when the kids get older, there's less and less things you can do together. So, especially things to watch together. And when you could do something that brings everyone together, it's important. It's under-realized. So among the people that have your school of thought is Maria Shriver. So she's as Democrat as it gets. She forced Arnold Schwarzenegger to the left to govern the state after he won as a Republican. He says L.A. cannot go forward with the status quo. L.A. is no longer what it was. It was different. It has to prioritize the safety of the citizens, police, fire schools, and the residents deserve better. Shriver's post was in response to a tweet highlighting how Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley openly criticized the Democratic mayor. Crowley is saying L.A. cannot sustain itself. That's what she was coming off of. But Crowley's also somebody who oversaw the huge increase in salaries for the fire department. These men and women put their lives on the line. That's fine. But if you have a finite budget making $200,000 per firefighter while you can't afford to fix the fire truck, it's not in the best interest of the city.
Yeah, well, that's emblematic of the way in which all California officials work on a city level and on a state level. So, you know, she's probably just doing what everybody else does. And I'm not trying to give her credit or at all. But I also think that the problem is deeper than decisions she might make in regards to the budget. It's about the function of public services, public workers in Los Angeles and the surrounding area. Their role is to provide a service, and it's not to make people feel warm and fuzzy and to play with the next kind of emotional issue, whether it's DEI, whether it's the homelessness crisis. I mean, think about how much money they lost on the homeless issue in California, which is a mental illness problem.
By the way, you guys spend $1.3 billion on homeless, and he was going to tackle the homeless situation. He's made it worse. Nobody thinks he made it better.
No, nobody. Well, just by virtue of the quantitative analysis, it hasn't gotten better. It's only gotten worse. And there are bills, you know, you look at SB 43, you look at bills in which you could have fixed things because it was a mental illness issue where you could have gotten people into programs, into rehab programs, but then they didn't want anything to do with that because they're happy letting it lay out there on the streets. They really are.
I don't understand it. There just doesn't seem to be any upside to ignoring it. But now in New York, they're going to put billions into the mental health crisis. Half of them have machetes in their hands, sadly. And a few more minutes with Andrew Gruhl, bringing us inside the L.A. situation and everything he and his family are personally doing. Don't move.
This is the best of Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his new amazing watches. A true collector's item. Very limited. They will sell out. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. Now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember, gettrumpwatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of history. Go now to gettrumpwatches.com and get your watch today. Celebrate President Trump's return with these limited edition beautiful new Trump watches.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth LLC. See gettrumpwatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to gettrumpwatches.com.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Medical students from New Jersey who offer haircuts to patients makes the Dean's List. They call themselves the Bergen Barbers, named after the street in Newark, New Jersey, where the University Hospital is located. The program was started a few years ago by a student named Vaishali Ravikumar. He wanted to give haircuts, detangling treatments, and a shave for the men who were in the hospital for long periods of time. Vaishali came up with the idea as a third-year student while taking care of trauma surgery patients. He saw one man's long matted hair and unruly beard making him uncomfortable, so he gathered supplies from the hospital and gave the patient a haircut. It meant such a great deal to the man, and Vaishali never forgot that. That's when the idea came for the Bergen Barbers, and the doctors learned how to use a clipper and give a basic haircut. It's little things like that that sometimes make a big difference in someone's life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with stars on the Golden Globes red carpet, kicking off awards season in style, including Maren Morris.
I usually watch this with my girlfriends on the couch. So to be here, my group thread with them is definitely blowing up right now.
She shared what she's been watching.
I'm rooting for Wicked, everything with Cynthia, Ariana, but also like Demi. I loved The Substance. I loved Anora.
Hiroyuki Sanada, Jesse Eisenberg, and Carla Sofia Gascon spoke about what the Globes recognition means to them for each of their projects.
I could never have imagined this kind of things happen until we got a great reactions from audience and critics.
It was a tiny, tiny movie in Poland. I just can't believe we're on this carpet. It's like a very Hollywood night for a very, like, off-the-beaten-path kind of movie.
The recognition is for a lot of people that need representation. I think that is a beautiful moment in the history of the cinema tonight.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. Andrew Gruhl is here. We were talking about the devastating fires, and he's with the Calico Fish House. You sold Slapfish Restaurant, that whole chain.
Yeah.
So now you're, you know, basically giving thousands of people immediate supplies and giving us an idea of what Los Angeles needs. You do in Gutfeld tonight. What message do you have for people 3,000 miles away as they watch this?
Well, the message is actually one of hope, because you know what? In this time of the city and the state just dropping the ball, people came together. I mean, as I mentioned to you, we had 300, 400 volunteers showing up to help us out over a five-day period. We've had hundreds and thousands of dollars in donations and goods being shipped in from Amazon and other places all across the country. You've got the Dream Center up in Los Angeles who's helping out hundreds of families. You don't need government to help. People are coming together. And I'll tell you, you know, because this is, you know, political to some degree, even when I was looking out in our parking lot the other day, we had somebody dressed completely in MAGA gear. I mean, you know, the cliche head-to-toe MAGA gear. Next to somebody wearing a Resistance, anti-Trump shirt, pro-Kamala, packing boxes, laughing together. They're putting things on the back of the truck. This isn't about politics. People will always step up. People are inherently good. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that kind of exemplified in our restaurant over the past week.
I just worry about the insurance thing. And can people rebuild? And do you pay a mortgage on something that's now an empty lot?
I don't know. I mean, there's going to be, you know, there's definitely kind of a financial rubric there that's going to need to break, because what I'm also hearing is that people who are now have these GoFundMes where they're getting $100,000, $150,000 through GoFundMes, the insurance are now saying, well, we can't pay anything out because you already got money through the GoFundMe.
Are you kidding?
Yep. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that should have nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
Right? Are you kidding? And the other thing is that Gavin Newsom's cracking down on people that are coming in saying, do you want me to buy your lot? And people saying, okay, yes. And they say, no, I'm making it illegal because you're taking advantage of people in a dire situation. However, maybe I'm capable of making my own decision. You know, yeah. I don't know. So Ted Cruz is sparring with him on that. Mike Johnson saying, I want to condition aid to you changing policies on how you get water and what you spend money on. Is that wrong?
That's not wrong at all. They actually need to condition it with even tighter shackles. They need to oversee the money, right? The same way, if I took a loan from the bank to consolidate
debt. They'll call
debt,
you, yeah.
And they might even say, we're going to personally pay the debt off first, and we want to know whether the money we gave you this loan for are going to the expenses in which you said.
Great what you're doing, Andrew. You and your family. Andrew Gruhl, thanks.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think very important and very responsible to not only fully inform the incoming administration of what we were doing, but also, yes, to involve them in the this last part of the process that got us to the agreement. And the reason for that is virtually everything that now needs to be implemented under the agreement will be implemented under the Trump administration. And it was very important for the parties to know that the Trump administration stood behind the agreement that we negotiated and that President Biden put forward.
And he went on to say that Brett McGurk and Steve Witkoff work well together to get it done. But since the same deal was done, it was outlined in May and it was put forth a few months later. What's the difference? Well, off the top, a lot more Hamas fighters are dead, including Sinwar. But is that enough, as the first phase of the deal is going to fully be implemented, I believe, as early as Monday? And we're going to end up with 30 hostages being released and a lot more prisoners being released from Israeli jails, many of which are serving life sentences for killing people. Eli Lake is a columnist for the Free Press, contributing editor at Commentary, host of the brand new podcast Breaking History, which starts this month, January 22nd, which will air every Wednesday. Eli will break down news by breaking down history. Eli, welcome back. Your thoughts about phase one of the deal?
Well, I am very concerned about it because, first of all, I don't know that we should hope that there will be anything more than a phase one. And so Israel will not be getting all of its hostages back. The other problem of it is that it's, I call it the Gilad Shalit problem. When Israel traded more than 1,000 hardened Palestinian terrorists for Gilad Shalit, one of them was Yahwah Sinwar, who would go on to plot October 7th. So it's kind of, you know, it's trading, you know, hostages for future hostage takers, in a sense. And I'm worried that, you know, I think Donald Trump's intentions here are good, but I wouldn't celebrate this too much because this is only going to pause this kind of this is not going to solve the problem if Hamas is able to reconstitute itself in Gaza. Now, it is severely weakened because Israel has been so lethal against its leadership. That is a good thing. However, on the other hand, I'm just really skeptical right now about what this is going to look like and whether or not there's going to be some new administration in Gaza. The one part of it that I'm like less worried about than I would be if this was done and Biden had a year left in his presidency is that I think Donald Trump takes a very different view.
Absolutely.
And that if there is a violation and Hamas does something again, I don't think he will go out of his way to try to restrain Israel. So that, I think, is a good thing, but I'm concerned about it at this point. I don't think it's a very good deal.
First phase, 33 hostages to be released. The first 9 will be exchanged on Monday for 110 Palestinian prisoners.
Yeah.
Then the second hostage release for Israeli releases begins the release, but it'll happen through the course of 42 days to get you to the second phase. And listen to what General Keane said to me this morning about the second phase, Cut 8.
The tough part of this deal is in the second and third phases. What do I mean by that? And on the 16th day of the 42-day ceasefire, negotiations are supposed to begin to the end state of the war in Gaza. Hamas, disarm and give up governance. Israel, leave Gaza completely. Permanent end to the war. Those are very, very difficult positions for both parties. And I suspect this deal will likely break down at that point. Nope. I cannot see the Israelis leaving Gaza completely and letting Hamas still be implied as the governance and running Gaza. That just brings us right back to October 7th at some point.
Right. Would you leave that corridor where they built those sophisticated tunnels? Would you not have a presence right in the middle of Gaza again? I mean, it'd be crazy to do that, right?
I mean, at the same time, Israel does have capabilities to probably go back in, and it was more of a political question under Biden than it was a kind of tactical, military, logistical question. You know, Israel can do a lot of things. And then there's a part of me that says, you know, if there's a bigger kind of negotiation, which is wider and larger than Gaza, which is that Donald Trump will recognize that now is the best opportunity to take out Iran's nukes, then I think that would change the dynamics in Gaza as well. It would change the dynamics in the region as the fall of Assad has, as, you know, the collapse of Hezbollah has, as, you know, and we've already seen the Houthis have announced that they're stopping their firing into Israel. So there's a lot.
I didn't see that announcement. That was an announcement?
I think I saw that. I mean, don't hold me to it, but I think the Houthis have sort of are respecting the ceasefire in some way. So, I mean, the Israel has to obviously get its people back, and that's really difficult, but it also has to keep its eye on something bigger, which is Iran. I think that now's the time to take out the big threat, which is the Iranian nuclear program, and if this is going along with what I think is a bad deal is the price that Israel pays for American support, in an operation to take out Iran's nuclear sites. Well, then in the grand scheme of things, it's a good deal. But I don't know any of that. That's all speculation at this point. I mean, I would imagine, based on what Trump has said and the fact that the Iranians have been trying to kill him for 4 years, that he would be open to that kind of thing, you know, in a way that the Biden administration, frustratingly, has not been. But, you know, I
just want you to hear what General Keane said about that. Same thing, cut nine.
What's on the menu coming between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump is what to do about Iran. We have an opportunity here to finish Iran off once and for all. They are so vulnerable. Hamas, Hezbollah decimated. They lost their strategic platform, Syria. They cannot protect their leaders with air defense systems properly. They cannot protect everything they value. Rockets and missiles, oil, and certainly their nuclear development program as well, which is a massive program spread around 12 different locations and facilities. That is on the table for both of these administrations to make up their mind. Do they want to finish Iran off once and for all? I think the answer to that is definitely.
And by the way, he's not a warmonger ever, but he just said flat out that they've been our nemesis for 40 years. How much more are we going to take? This window's going to close soon.
Can I ask you a question? I'm curious your read on this. I think Trump supporters, I think MAGA Nation, I don't think that it's the majority is in the Tucker camp on this. I think the majority would be fine with Israel using its strength with American support to take out the nuclear program and other sites in Iran. What do you think?
I do too. I mean, I don't speak for Tucker. A lot of the stuff with foreign policy, he's a great guy, but I don't know where I don't know where they're coming from. I don't. Like when they was on the fence on who's at fault with Ukraine, it drove me nuts. I go, what are you talking about? That Zelensky was shutting down free speech and shutting down churches. That is totally not true. So, right. I mean, this is another example of it. And if you look at the problem in that region, it is Iran. If you asked every other nation, everybody, who's the problem outside the Yemeni government or the Houthi rebels, which don't represent the Yemenis, who's the problem? It is Iran. And now they lost their access in Syria and they have no missile defense, yet they're accelerating the nuclear program. Why would we let them do that?
Yeah, and this gets to something, if I can make a kind of plug for my new podcast, but you are a great history guy. You've written great books.
Thank you.
This is where I think people maybe misunderstand Trump. Trump is not like Senator Taft. He's not an isolationist. He's a Jacksonian. And if you are like Andrew Jackson is somebody who, you know, I mean, he helped us salvage our nation after in the War of 1812. He's responsible for driving the Spanish out of Florida, so that Florida was the state because of his military prowess. Andrew Jackson was not against war. He was against, you know, half measures. And that is, I think, where Trump is. Trump is somebody who, you know, in his famous escalator speech when he announced his presidency in 2015, what did he say? He said, why don't we win anymore? And this is an opportunity to win. And that's where that's where I'm hoping. I mean, we don't know, but that's my hope at this point when it comes to Iran. And if that's the case, then we're going to look at this deal in Gaza as a kind of really a minor blip in a much bigger drama having to do with Iran's failed effort to try to dominate the region and how October 7th was in that respect an incredible kind of overstretch on their part.
No kidding.
It's already been an overstretch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they're trying to say that Iran wasn't behind it. They were surprised Hamas did it. I find that hard to believe. So you see that they once had armed guards in Hamas and Hezbollah, and that they had a safe port in Syria. Now they have lost Syria. Hezbollah is a shadow of itself, not over. And Hamas has lost 17 to 20,000 fighters. So that's the people that are financing a lot of this, the Iranians,
even if they didn't know the date,
they knew
it doesn't
the training.
Matter. They gave them the money, they gave them the training, that's a ridiculous argument. I mean, I'm willing to believe that Sinwar's communication security was such that very few people knew about it. I mean, I could see it the other way too, but I'm saying, sure, you know, they didn't know exactly when. But my sense is that given, like, some of the stuff that the Israelis have recently uncovered, the original plan was that for October 7th to be the sort of southern sweep, and then Hezbollah would come in a northern sweep. And, you know, I think it was more coordinated, and then people got cold feet, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Lastly, as an international, you understand the danger of TikTok, I thought, and the access they had to the next generation of Americans. The Supreme Court has upheld the ban on TikTok that Congress passed, that Joe Biden delayed, and that Donald Trump suddenly switched and challenged. But now they have to sell to an American company, or they got to disband. And obviously, it affects a lot of people who do legitimate businesses on TikTok. I do feel bad about that, but there's no question. There's no question that it sacrifices American security.
I agree with that. And here's one other thing. I would just note that YouTube, even Twitter or now X, if you go Instagram, these other social media companies have become TikTokicized, so to speak. So the great innovation that TikTok had as a kind of product was that it would feed these videos and you could just kind of, you know, swipe up and you get the next one and everything like that. All these other platforms now have a very, you know, a very similar kind of interface where if you go on YouTube, you can just watch what they call shorts. Well, that's the same as TikTok, right? So in some ways, I would imagine that if TikTok ends up being disbanded at this point, it'll migrate over to these other platforms that are not owned by the Chinese communists, and that'll be fine.
I do. Eli, you wrote a column about the evolution of Marco Rubio. Here's Marco Rubio in the primary debates in 2016, because he's going to be the next Secretary of State with Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Chris, your state got hit by a massive snowstorm 2 weeks ago. You didn't even want to go back. They had to shame you into going back. And then you stayed there for 36 hours, and then he left and came back to campaign.
See,
those are the facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so important.
So that was maybe it was an initial strike, but then Rubio was accused of memorizing certain catchphrases and that and being Trump. Go ahead.
I just want to say, as a fellow newsman, you just have to sort of marvel, because in that moment, it was like Rubio was the last stand of the old, what we would now say is the old Republican Party, right? And that, and Chris Christie made a deal with Trump, and he was originally part of the transition. And oh, how things have changed. Now, Chris Christie is the guy who was like originally going to run against Trump. His campaign in 2024 didn't end up going anywhere. And it's Rubio who's going to be his Secretary of State. So, I mean, what does that tell you? It's one of those things that just like, you know, these are politicians, and they, I think in the case of Marco Rubio, I think that he has a lot of admirable qualities. He's very charismatic. But on the other hand, you know, he abandoned his ideology. He abandoned, you know, his positions that, you know, he had, you know, coming up through the ranks in Florida and originally kind of in the Tea Party and as a senator, you know, up until 2016. And he has in many ways become, a mirror of this new Donald Trump American MAGA approach to conservatism. And, you know, I have to say, I think we've all evolved as, you know, I think some of his critique of neoliberalism and unfettered free trade is correct. And I wouldn't have said that 8 years ago. So I want to be humble about it, you know, as a columnist.
Right.
But it is extraordinary to see the evolution of Marco Rubio. And, you know, he will be the next Secretary of State. And I think that I'm hopeful that there are a lot of good things that he can accomplish, although I'm worried that he didn't rule out the idea that now is the time to, like, negotiate. He said, well, you know, if we enter in negotiations with Iran, we have to be clear-eyed about it. Well, that doesn't give me much, that doesn't make me feel good, you know.
I think that he and Mike Waltz will understand who the president is, but also have such respect from the president that they'll be able to understand where they're coming from, not to undermine him, but to give their point of view. And I think it's going to work, because Waltz and Rubio have the same fundamentals, but they also know that a lot of President Trump's instincts are correct. Thanks so much, Eli. And congratulations on the new podcast, which starts January 22nd. It's called Breaking History. Awesome. I can't wait to listen to it. Eli,
thank you.
Thanks, back with your phone calls in just a moment.
You're listening to the best of the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back. Let's go to Pat. Pat's over in Indiana. Hey, Pat.
Oh, hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's on your mind?
There is historical precedent for conditioning disaster aid. I mean, if you remember at the start of the Clinton administration, there was a great flood in the Midwest, and whole towns were forced to move and relocate in order to get aid and insurance. I think the same thing should apply to Los Angeles. the aid should be conditioned on creating conditions that the disaster doesn't happen again.
Right. And so, by the way, you educated me. I did not know that. But number two is one of which should, where do you build? Number two is how do you build? And number three is how do you protect? Where's the water? Where are the fire? What portion of the budget has to be given to fire protection? And you could say law enforcement, too. So I would like something like that. Maybe they could work on it together. John, WOKV. Hey, John, over in St. Augustine.
Yes. Hey, Brian. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to point out this agreement that the Dems have put forward at the last minute has not been bilaterally accepted by either Israel or even Hamas. It's a fake. You see?
I think it's going through. I'm not really sure what you're talking about, maybe semantics. It's going through. We're going to see a prisoner swap, hostage for prisoner swap, as early as Sunday night, maybe Monday morning. And we'll see how long it stays together. Quick note for everyone who's living near John at WOKB. I'll be at the Florida Theater with History, Liberty, and Lefts on stage. Go to BrianKilmeade.com so I can meet you in person.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his new amazing watches. A true collector's item. Very limited. They will sell out. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. Now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember. GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today. Celebrate President Trump's return with these limited edition beautiful new Trump watches.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to GetTrumpWatches.com.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.